hate myself.
Hello, I'm Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the phone.
It's their phone. It's the phone.
Sensory meridian response.
I asify this.
What a juggalo.
All right. You woke up dum-dum.
That was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
What?
I know it. I know.
A lot of sex.
What?
Humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least.
Wow.
That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Nobody's trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going away is not nice.
How humiliating.
Poo problem.
Shut up, though. I'm a parent.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch!
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she hold him the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday. Questionable remark.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Siegel off at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a...
Siegel crossed line when he started laughing. Lost me back.
How funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still
Art?
I'm not as confident here than you.
I don't
know. Don't
tell me to...
Calm down!
Oh!
Oh, goodness.
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
With my book.
I'm about as politically correct for real turd in a punch bowl.
That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month? Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, then. How are you?
Chugamaloo, manek, connect. Habaloo, connect. Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. The urge and white law. Good luck, good day old Texas, neighbors who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is the Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell. Goodbye to Texas University. Now for here, chicken wing a bone. Chicken digga doo, just go, higgin' a hug on the
immediately in the morning, your phone thing. To Elliot, 866-235-5546.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Oh, man, do I...
Was it them getting out of there?
Oh, my God. Place was crazy. Place was nuts.
Game away.
One game away. That's for the Eastwoods Finals, Diane. But, man, that is right there. You could... You know what I wish? I wish we were doing what the Montreal-Tampa series is doing. They played last night. They turn around, bam.
Rough, isn't it?
It's playoffs, Diane. You do whatever you got to do. Oh, I wish we were going... And they still won. Yeah, shape of them. See how... I'm telling you, Diane, my shaming did not change any of the way they played at all. You did sightings at the game last night.
Well, I saw a bunch of the Nats.
Bunch of the Nats were there. They popped Bryce Harper up on the... although, did they show on the screen, did they show the massive beer can tower that was sitting in front of the guys?
Yes. on TV, I definitely saw big...
there was a... You know what it reminded me of? The Daytona, when Scott would build that big pyramid of beer cans on the table and then yell at that guy for standing in front of him. But the so it went nuts then, and then also over was Bill Daly.
Yep.
Oh, come on. You know who Bill Daly is. Tyler, will you please tell Diane who he is?
It sounds familiar.
Yes. You'll remember.
Now I'm only thinking of Richard Daly.
I was thinking John Daly, actually. No, come on, Bill Daly. You remember this him for the TV show. No, that's not helping. Come on.
A TV show, do you mean internet show?
It airs
that
eventually.
John Carrick.
Invention. Yes. No.
I still don't know who that is.
Assistant?
To the regional manager?
No, your deputy commissioner, Hockey League.
Oh.
Yeah, he was there. And then over my right shoulder was a couple of tools who bought tickets to go to the game last night. God.
What do you mean? There's people?
Yeah, people sold their tickets. And, all around. I was stuck in a pocket. I know, but I was like six of them all day. And then when they got out to a lead, they wouldn't shut up. But boy, that boisterer changed early. And all right, a couple of other... Two of them are being questioned as to what, both out of the world of, well, I guess one like one's entertainment, and then the other one is entertainment. Is the Adam Levine thing legit?
So, did that happen before going on or after?
So, on Kimmel. Right. I guess he was on when he arrived, and then he got, what was it, like powdered sugar? He got like a sugar bombed going into the...
Well, they stopped playing that damn song every 5 seconds. Their wit's end.
No, he did look pissed off. He didn't look happy with the powder bombing.
Well, he's also an actor.
But is he really?
He was on...
I don't count the voice as being an actor.
But I mean, he was on American Horror Story for an episode.
Yeah,
but...
See that I didn't see.
He supposedly got arrested.
Oh, did he? The guy who powder is hysterical.
He may act a little bit here. He does not look like he's acting.
He looks furious, doesn't he? Looks pissed. Hysterical, though. It is hysterical.
I mean, he spent hours picking out that outfit for Kimmel.
Because, another Kimmel. It was
he's the man who cried wolf.
He did. Remember, he had the wolf in the Sochi
Olympic athlete,
right? Then he had the girl catching on fire. And then he had, everything else that we've attributed.
The Kimmel bit.
So you think this...
Yeah.
Well, I guess if somebody got arrested, then it would be legit.
Well, you can have...
You could also fake that, too.
Actors who are dressed up like cops, but it looks...
So furious. It's hysterical. So that made me laugh. Hello, O'Neal video.
Yes.
It was me. But there was somebody who said... So I guess it was during the halftime report, during the playoffs last night, that he ended up, but he fell because there's a K-leg.
Yeah, it's like he got...
Brother,
he was on the floor.
Eats it big. Like, he went down. And it took him forever to get up. Yeah, there were people that thought it was a bit of him, purposely with the cord around his cord.
And it took him forever to get up. I mean, Kenny Smith dove down and was holding him. It's not like he was...
But he couldn't get up before. Get up. Smith didn't jump on him immediately.
Seconds later, checks a big boy. He lost
the size of that shoe. I bring it in around there.
23 or something?
But goddamn, his shoe's massive. So that's legit. He poured around his leg. He just got his leg wrapped up.
Yelling, you set me up, And Avery Johnson's like, what are you talking about?
But I did love, down go Shaq. Shaq, though. Tyler's got it. Come on.
He yelled that when it happened.
No. Oh. Everybody thought
when Joe Frazier was in here.
Right. And what happened?
He lost
the chair. Yeah.
Almost.
Well, he didn't fall off.
Essentially, well, did.
If not for landing on that
Kenny
counter.
Kenny Smith. And that's why he felt gave you that.
Remember how scary that was?
Well, yeah. I mean, because at the time, he obviously.
Well, but there he got up and boom, down goes Frazier. last night, anything good?
I was just catching up on stuff that story about the people who had rented on Airbnb.
Is this the people in Calgary?
And then it was just like a 3-rug fueled party.
It was like a whole bender, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they
more than $60,000 in damage.
And so it's this rented out, sorry, Calgary, rented out their place.
It was for a wedding.
Right. And into Calgary.
Yes. And so they rented out their house. Four people staying there. Party bus show up with about 100 people.
Christ.
And
it wasn't just randos that showed up at the house.
I don't know. It was 100 people that to come to the house and is trashed. It's trashed. And then
drug paraphernalia all over the place?
Yeah, and there's, you know, cigarette burns and vomit everywhere and pee.
All over the place. People puke their guts out all over the joint.
Airbnb releasing a statement saying they've suspended all four of the renters' accounts. Using the website again.
Does Airbnb cover any of that, though?
Some sort of insurance.
Like, if I rent my, I've never rented my place out. B, I've never ever rented through.
And being you.
You haven't rented out, but you rented a place. Or is it like Uber, where it's like buyer beware?
2 weeks ago, I had a plane to me in two-plane Airbnb.
But don't you feel through them that there's some responsibility at some level?
I'll tell you in 2017.
What is the clause that talks being found everywhere?
It would be the least of my concerns. With everything that happened in that house, if I found a laying somewhere in the house, concerns.
Well, then they said, obviously, there's tons of noise complaints. The neighbors are calling. There's a front lawn, and I guess...
Oh, I didn't realize there was a brawl that took place.
When the owner were initially unable to get back into the house with the agreement with Airbnb, renters are the legal tenants until the end of their contract.
If I rent my house out to you from, let's say, Friday to Sunday, it starts going down on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, no, I got to get back in there. The people who rented my house let me back in because technically it's their house for the weekend.
Yeah, because they rented it for the weekend.
Oh, they have to have some kind of, insurance issue. Right. Issues.
Cleaners have been enlisted by the family to remove its including urine, semen, and vomit from the house interior.
Jesus Christ. Doesn't that make you think you would never rent your house?
Up until 2 weeks ago, I was never going to do Uber.
Okay. Are you all in?
I mean, I have nowhere to go. I'm comfortable with it.
I got to tell you, when we ran around Jacksonville, Uber was great.
The time was like, how did this city function prior to Uber?
Now, and I uses it. Like, if she's going out or she's going to meet up with some girlfriends or whatever, she uses it all the time. I had never used it prior to us being in Jacksonville.
Me neither.
Did this thing ever.
I've got my code all ready to go the next time I need a cab.
And if we're being honest, the cab, I felt better in all the Uber cars.
I smelled.
Just talking about Ali in general.
Better music.
Uber dudes were letting me play with the radio.
Dance music.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, he had to play that wouldn't fall asleep.
That's true.
Behind the wheel.
Well, remember, he had been up all day restoring the, doing some restoration work on the house.
So most of our Uber rides were okay. The last hour.
We get there safely.
Our taste in our mouth.
But did you think Airbnb has to have some kind of legal recourse?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Airbnb's not going to pay the $62,000. You would hope that they.
$62,000 in damage?
Hope they would be able to, you know, pin that on the people that destroyed the house.
God, I'd never do that. Never do that. Because that would be. You could find a couple who are coming in from a church retreat. And just all they want to do is sing it in the church choir food. house out to, and that would be like their lost weekend where they broke from the like the 80-year-old Rumspringa going nuts, because that's what exactly what would happen to my house. That would be my luck.
Remember that time Grandma tried to...
Don't you agree? That would be my luck.
I wouldn't be able to. Some people will do it like when they're going on vacation.
Right.
So they just work it out that way. But or people will just go stay at a friend's house to make some cash renting out their place.
My house would get destroyed. I just know my luck.
It would take to go through the house to make sure.
You couldn't do that. You wouldn't be fine. But of it, that if we house through Airbnb before we left, we would have to spend about 8 hours because Jackie would be like, we have to straighten everything up. Well, we have to put...
You found it.
The sheets while we're here. I mean, we wet floor because we didn't want to dirty the beds. But can we go ahead and wash the sheets for you anyway? Like, that's how we would have to leave it. Like, before Jackie, I never and ran a vacuum cleaner. Who cared? You weren't getting that deposit back.
Got my security deposit back. Yes.
Never got one back. Knew it...
I had you wire trimmed, so it's a scam, and there's no place. That's what I saw yesterday.
What's that?
Like wire transfer.
Oh, what is that?
That it's always a scam. Like, never pay via wire transfer. That's the scam running.
Wait a minute. So never. So if you have to do anything, no matter what, like what about like when
pay via wire transfer?
About, don't they wire transfer then
for Airbnb?
Oh.
There's like five people who think they're renting the same place, and then the place doesn't even exist.
Oh, okay.
Or they just hijack some pictures.
So never use wire transfer specific Airbnb.
Because who knows how it'll play out? But Airbnb will tell you that.
Well, how are you supposed to pay? Credit card?
I don't know. Lily will explain it to me in 2 years. but I'm telling you, that's what I saw yesterday.
Use a wire transfer to pay for anything.
Because a lot of people, the Calgary thing's a few days old.
Right.
So people were writing in other stories. Their stories in Airbnb did not get involved. And they all involved wire transfer. Wire transfer. A piece on it that was like, here's a scam. Don't do this or you're going to be a victim.
Never use a wire transfer for anything.
If you pay rather than by credit card directly, certainly going to lose that money.
Jesus Christ. There's my luck again. Can I throw one other thing on top of that transfers? Just as also a kind of a helpful hint for people.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have to loan something to somebody that's a lend on it, don't wire transfer it to them. Because you'll never see that again.
Well, if you know the person, you would think pay back. You would think
they need it immediately. They don't have time for a check to cash.
Well,
so if you could wire transfer that in, don't do that.
Is it immediately 3/4 of a year?
you're well beyond that. Anyway, listen, we got a ton of stuff that we got to get through today. So let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you.
And this is obvious.
Morning.
All right, let's go.
Strong can set the sound trip by streaming music right
up. No, turn it up.
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp.
You ate that.
And Strong can at home wish they'd jumped in the back seat when they see all the photos you put.
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest milk. AT&T Drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Capture all life's moments with its new dynamic 20-megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers. Zero down requires well-qualified credit, installment agreement, wireless service, tax due at charge. Restrictions apply. Visit a store for details.
Spring this month at Richard EMC during our spring. You can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia. Our brand new location, just a quarter mile past Short Pump Mall on West Broad Street. 5 vehicles and 7 vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer with Dunoff Select Chevrolet vehicles. Grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinoxes and 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is fun with up to 5 grand select Buicks. Up to 6 grand off and 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on Encores. What a way to get ready for amazing savings. Find your new at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a driver.
If you know the filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, Auto Parts is for you. Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And Quest, get 5 quarts of Pennsylvania Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participants.
See her smile and Stone gift card, because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all you do more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, purchase a Hand and Stone Eva $20 promotional gift. Visit one of our 3 Hand and Stone facials locations in Chesterfield, or Short Pump, or handandstone.com. See participating spot for
festival September 10th through the 3rd at the 3rd Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before, featuring Robert Plant and the sensational Space Lesh and Friends. Lesh Friends with special guest Dog and the Englishman, a tribute to Joe Dessie Trucks Band, Doobie Brothers with String Cheese Incident, a 50th celebration of Jefferson Airplane, Widespread Panic, and so many more. For tickets in the full lineup, bull.com, loc.com.
Get your motor running and head out to Cruiser and Motorcycle in Ames and 8 on May 9th and 10th. All indoors at Richmond Raceway Complex. New and used bikes and accessories. Live rock music Saturday and country music Sunday. Something for everyone. Bring the whole family. Saturday from 10 to 8. Tickets $10 at the door and online. May 10th is Mother's Day. Moms and kids under 16 get in free. From OTOCRUZER.com.
Companies grow when people know. Start growing with iHeart Richmond Advertising.
The world's first virtually borderless Infinity Edge display. The new Dell XPS 13 with the latest Intel Core processors is amazing in the 13-inch laptop on the planet. Let's do the competition. Shop now at Dell.com/XPS for business.
From the Nissan Array.
We're clear to the traffic front right now. No problems with any collision, stalled vehicles, or delays on the light travel volume. Same for Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway, and right now on the side streets.
iHeartRadio 100 with Atlas Genius on the.
That's the great thing about music at the moment. It feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, influences from wherever. It's kind of not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago where you had to have 2 guitars, drums, and bass, and you couldn't touch synths straight from that line. Whereas now it's kind of, you can do that, and you can also put synths and sound. Whatever it's like a good time.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Richmond's number one morning show. The morning on X.
Stories that we got to get through today. So much stuff going on right now. To be very, lot of stories to get. I'm going to go in order. I'll be to Rockstar Mayhem Festival with Slayer and Hell Yeah. We'll do that here in just a little bit with some first-time winners. Then I'm going to the Landmark Music Festival. That's 2 days of music towards the end of September. Place on the National Mall. Get 40 bands playing over the 2 days. The Strokes, Drake, those are your headliners. So I have tickets for you for that. Also, tickets for you to see Rise Against. Playoff tickets. Yes, we do have them. Today I'm just going to be able to give you Wizard tickets. Game will be Saturday. Today's Thursday. Yes, yeah, so they'll be at Verizon Center. Tickets today. Don't know what the, don't know if we're going to need another home game. The Cats will be up in New York tomorrow night. Man, would I love to rap. I can tell you this. If for whatever reason they don't win on Friday night, they're back on Sunday, but I can't start giving away. I know. It's a right thing patter. But you know what we will have? Eastern Conference Finals. So just know that that's coming. Tyler, don't roll the eyes. I feel it. So anyway, but I'll definitely have your tickets for the Wizards and Hawks on Saturday. Diane, please.
Weather speed tornadoes were reported yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska as people up cars reportedly flipped in and around the Oklahoma City. Metro. A report out of Tuttle, Oklahoma, where the has confirmed that all of the animals have been four after some had escaped a local tiger safari. The storms obviously came through and were very severe and escaped. They said this refuge houses just tigers. It's Tuttle, Oklahoma.
I'm not kidding. Do you know who I think has a tiger there?
Who owns a tiger, but how?
Adopted a tiger when it was a baby. And then, I don't know if it was like through some rescue or something, and then ended up, sanctuary where it would be raised and taken care of.
Jay? Really?
Oh yeah. My God, you're kidding.
I believe, I'd have to double check, but I believe that's where his tiger is.
Yeah, they've got, leopards, lions, alligators, exotic animals. Tweets going out saying, the wild animals have escaped. Do not leave your homes.
Wow.
But again, about a couple of hours, the animals were safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean,
by the way, can we back the pictures and the video of all the tornadoes, terrifying.
How many died were?
Oh, some of them. Yeah. I thought it was bad yesterday when people were like, hey, hail's falling. I was like, okay, what?
Around here.
Yeah. Look what's going on down there.
Yeah. But they said, you know, there
now were, I want to sit down and see if that's where his tiger is.
They had, baseball side in areas of Oklahoma, so lots of cleanup is continuing today. Now,
what's the other good factoid we know about Jay Rowe?
I know what it is.
It's his pants right up under his boobs.
He's his armpits.
He has a cat there.
I know that he has a tiger.
Isn't it the little white
one? No. It's like a striped one. Yeah.
Whenever we talk cats, specifically tigers. Hear about tigers, I think of him.
Right.
So I don't know if you're just assuming that's where his tiger is. Are you?
No, he's told me that his tiger lives at a sanctuary, and I want to say that's where it is.
Wow.
Texas or Oklahoma, but that sounds right to me. Kaylee, will you grab my phone? Look up Rosenberg. It also might be under pants under boobs if it's not under Rosenberg. But he got a number in there. Will you call him real quick? All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mama.
There was also an incident in Henrico County, Virginia at the Pocahontas Middle School. They had just cleared from the soccer lightning strike about six students' grandmothers. He said, grandmother, her husband were expected to be okay. The last report on them, they were stable.
Oh, good.
So, but still, God, your poor grandma getting hit.
Yeah, horrible.
Other news, the Justice Gang to launch a big civil rights police department after a request from Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake to the police force with this of discriminatory policing. Court the Justice considering the request. She had heard from law enforcement, city officials, as well as community leaders. Yes, has announced that it would rebuild in Baltimore that were badly burned.
That's awesome.
During the riots, the drugstore's CEO, Larry Merlo, said, "We have a long history of serving inner city communities, and we're 100% committed to serving our customers throughout." We have $50,000 to both the United Way's Maryland Unites Foundation's fund.
That's great, because CVS could have just as easily been like, you know what, scrap, just be done with it. Oh, good for them.
Lots of people have very keen interest in Mary Lee the Shark. Not only is she on Twitter now, the 16-foot great white that has been pinged off Delmarva. The last one that I saw was at 3:30 this morning.
I'm sorry, what is it? Mary Lee?
Mary Lee. It's
Mary Lee the Shark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never heard of her either.
Not hip to Mary Lee.
The pings started to get a lot of ground as it was.
When you say that,
it's like got a little tracker.
Okay, so they know Mary
they
Lee.
They tagged her off the coast of Cape Cod in September 2012. You know, a search. So it's OCEARCH. Go through and you can track all of these dates to see where they have been.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And so wait,
believe me, nobody has ever heard of this most people heard until yesterday when people were like, coast of what?
I haven't heard of it until. Oh, wait, how are
16 feet, just under 3,500 pounds.
That's a good size, great white.
Mm-hmm.
So from the Cape Cod area, summers on the vineyard.
That was in 2012, but I mean, if you look at her map of where she has, far down south is Jacksonville, then she's basically been more so around like the Delmarva area, although not, Cape May. So they're wondering if, well, this is more the fake Twitter account that's been set up, whether it'd be a nice time for a little visit to Jersey.
The, loves, especially area, loves mm-hmm. the Delmarva whitefish.
She says on Twitter, every week is Shark Week. Anyway.
So it was spotted yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It's been spiking at that O-Search web about 323. Again, right in that area off, like Rehoboth.
Oh,
right,
good for you.
In Delaware. But it's actually, I mean, it's pretty interesting when you can pull up and see.
I'd never heard of that.
The mess. Since she was pinged initially in 2012, she has swam more than 19,000 miles.
And I don't know if that's a lot or a lot or a little. To a swim. I mean, I probably walk 19,000 miles.
Walk and
have
driven.
You?
That's how I get around.
Okay. You may have driven. I don't know if you've walked it. 73 miles an hour.
Oh, I don't do that much.
No,
although, maybe. No, I definitely don't do that. I definitely don't do that.
So, pretty interesting. But, of course, people are wondering, like, the beach, people getting to be that time of year.
She's the only one.
No.
I hope people are keeping time.
But that's a good question. How many sharks do they have listed on that
I didn't go through and
so
count.
So it's every shark that they've tagged you can keep track of.
Yeah.
Corey wants to know he's on Tough Shark. Is that on that OC search?
I don't know. America's oldest living veteran, Richard Overton, Texas, getting ready for his 109th birthday. Hey, how does he do it? He smokes 12 cigars a day. His friends
12 cigars a day!
And he goes through a party. Last, he even wrote him a congratulatory.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulatory letter.
How do you smoke 12 cigars?
For his ski. So he has a little in the morning in his coffee, and then he has some at night, let's sleep.
Good for him.
Yep. Bad news for the Mindy Project. Apparently, to renew that show for its
fourth. Did people know that was coming, or did that get a surprise?
I mean, Mindy Kaling, when it got renewed for a second season, and then
really?
I'm very grateful. So, ratings-wise, it...
Keep up with that? Do you still watch it from time to time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, use as a show is set with who about
right.
some more seasons and interested, although nothing has, let's see, they said, I guess, 2.5 million viewers for the finale since season. Investigation into Deflategate found that two team employees did try to circumvent the rules and that Tom Brady was really aware of her coach Bill Belichick was not involved, is considering a punishment. Should it be a fine? Should it be some sort of suspension? That remains to be seen. Somebody who did not want to was fan favorite Rob Gronkowski, because he was coming out at the event, and of course you would think that most, oh, who are you raising money for? What about the kids?
No, not on the day Deflategate comes out.
That is what he would have preferred to talk about, but here's Gronkowski.
No, they're worried for the Deflategate. No, these sure aren't they're only inflated. Get ready, because I'm going to be ready. And there's only one thing you can deflate.
Promo ever. I on a great like mean joke to keep it going.
Yeah. Caps now. Andre Burakovsky scoring his first two playoff goals last night as the 2-1. Now that Aries lead.
Man, his first goal. I mean, the patience. I mean, he's a kid, and the patience that he had coming across the middle. Oh my God, was cool. They are playing so well, right? So well. And I gotta be honest, at first I don't want to match up against who knows how the other series is gonna go, but you know what? I don't care. I'll take Tampa or Montreal in the Eastern Conference final. I'm ready to go.
So game 5 will be tomorrow night in New York.
Tomorrow night, and then it's to wrap that up and be good for the Tampa series, the Tampa Montreal series, that could end tonight. I mean, Tampa's killing them. Montreal can't score a goal to save their life. Ben Bishop, well, they scored last night, I think, with 1.1 second left to give Tampa the win. So they win the series.
Yeah, Tampa's got the 3-3 points.
Yeah, so they go again tonight. They can knock off Montreal. So what I'd love to do is wrap Rangers series tomorrow so that Tampa, should they win tonight, doesn't sit around for a couple of days and rest up and get over some bumps and bruises.
Also tonight, the Blackhawks try to complete their sweep of Dallas Stars captain and champion Jamie Benn undergone a second hip surgery and lacerated with pain throughout the season. Board, they asked him to return for the start.
Yeah, I guess send him a
season. Nationals beating the Marlins 7-5 yesterday, thanks to a huge game from Scherzer. Harper, 3 home runs in his first 3 at bats. Scherzer pitching 7 innings, striking out 10 along the way.
Downing also, but God, see any of the Harper bombs?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. The third one, forget about it. The third one would launch.
So with the 3 home runs yesterday, he becomes the youngest player to hit 3 home runs in a game since June of 1969.
Yeah, Fox did it back then. I don't remember
his
name.
Not a big name.
The, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the, I say again?
Fern.
Yeah.
You got her. She's going to be reeling from that all day.
Jason Wirth out of the lineup again yesterday with what the team is terming a cranky shanky. He did have surgery during the offseason, starting the year on the DL. He will now have a full three before the game coming up against Atlanta. Orioles fell to the Mets 5-1 and will now get ready to kick off a series against the Yankees, who lost to this night. NBA playoffs, the Cavaliers tie that series up at a game apiece. Rockets over the Clippers, that also ties that series at 1-1. No game tonight, though.
No, they take time off.
Manny Pacquiao had surgery on his shoulder yesterday in Los Angeles. Doctors say he is expected recovery. Surgery, they said,
Oscar's my lawsuit.
But he won't be able to return for 9 to 12 months, as had been widely reported. That's a look at news.
XL 102.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming to...
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you sugar and cream. Okay, I picked out a...
for you.
And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast.
Right now, get in touch with a medium freshly bagged coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. In. Prices and participation may vary.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cash.
Here you go, man. I got an extra McCafe coffee from McDonald's.
Every sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for $1 each. McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast can get your morning to every day.
Feel better?
Yeah. I am ready to bring it. Are you ready? Are you ready to bring it? This day is on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
It may vary. A la carte only.
Now, morning on XL 102.
I would do anything for, I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
Did I miss bad news out of the camp?
Yes. Well, that sounds like he's dead. He's not dead. You'll hear later.
Stop it, Jesus.
You will.
What's out of the...
Well, he was canceling shows here and there. And yesterday, outlets were reporting that the entire summer tour is canceled due to an unspecified medical.
Oh, boy. Wait, did what string though where he was having problems on stage?
The last 20 years. Breathing. His head breathing. He blamed it on an earpiece.
All right, so the summer tour. The good news for me is I didn't even know they were
going to be on with the Sticks.
Oh, God. You know what? Just extend that Tesla set and you are good to go. Time winners, please. To Elliot, 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I will get you into the Mayhem Festival with Slayer, Hair, 866-2-Elliot, 866-35-5466. Again, first-time winners, you call me right now. You're going to go to the Mayhem Festival. 866-2-Elliot, 866-4-6-8.
In the morning. XL 102.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, many times he had in mind, I not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving for over 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Oh, and now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
GEICO. For 75 years of great savings.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses that are your specific needs. Looking to insure your car, motorcycle? The GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
GEICO. Go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Incredible ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. If ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet of the best flavors of the season starting at $19.9. Start this three-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from five special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic succulent lobster tail for just $19.9. Or try the fire grilled shrimp and scallop. So good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled so tender and perfect, I'll have you wondering why not in bed. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. Salad, choice of five, and dessert, all starting at $19.9. Hurry in, because this incredible deal won't last. Incredible, serve daily. Celebrate Mother's Day. Make a reservation now at Bonefish.
It's the Fish and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th, at historic Malvern, where 288 meets Huguenot Trail. Sample over 30 different Virginia food, live music, dance with VIP tickets available. Visit VABeerFest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets also, it's also Capital Ale House location. After party at Capital Ale. The 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th, next to you in part by the Draft Doctor, Capstown Distributing.
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously? Snake?
Better safe than sorry.
Try and protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone? Be ready for the road for the parts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Select filters for $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
Order, knock.
Sandwich.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chris, I told you already.
Get two crew just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You Tinder press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Jesper wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business, the range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn, every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Watch for a stall number of southbound 288. It's near Powell Height. No problems on the downtown expressway or Chippendale Parkway. Side streets running with no problems. Link traffic delays, 95-290.
Elliot in the morning, cell 102.
From Gainesville. How are you, sir?
How are you?
That's what I like to hear. I am such a good mood today. It's not even funny. Rick, let me. What did you end up doing last night?
Worked overtime, and then I just started watching Lost.
I'm sorry, Lost?
Yeah, remember that show with Matt Fox from the Islands?
Yeah, no, I'm watching after season one, which is about it. We made it into two. We made it through seasons. But that was about a decade ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. It's on Netflix. I just, and I'm like, oh, why not?
Oh, you know what? I don't know that I knew it was on Netflix. I may get right back in.
You should finish The Following.
Oh, why not?
Don't catch up on The Following.
Jackie still loves it. Says, I'm out. I am completely out, though. But man, do I wish I. Rick, I am going to tickets. I'm going to send you to the Mayhem Festival. Fight 1 second for me. Some info from you, and you enjoy the Mayhem Festival with Slayer, our friends. Hell yeah! You hold tight 1 second for me. All right, bro.
Elliot,
you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Line four. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Is this me? Hey, it's Wayne from Manassas.
Hey, Wayne, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm fantastic if I get them King Diamond tickets.
Do have those for you. By the way, most livable community?
It's getting worse.
What I was hoping for. That is hoping for.
My whole life, still a great place to live, but for me, it just...
No, I just meant a hidden gem becomes pop. Exactly where you're coming from. Wayne, I'd like to ask you something. And I always, there's part of me that always struggles with one of these stories. You've been to a bar.
Many times.
Yes. And you've been overserved at a bar before, correct?
I have.
Yes. And sometimes you, like, man, why'd I do that to myself? Yeah, but you know, you certainly don't wake up the next morning and start blaming the boss.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm responsible for myself.
Thank you. Today, I'm reading this story, and I mean, and you see these pop up from time to time. Thing, and struggle with kind of the context of the story, but just in general. So there's a dude who goes to a bar, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's at this bar. He took, now, that's a little bit high to me. He did 56 shots in one night, claims breaking the bar's post of shots done.
Wow, 56, that's extreme.
Yeah, you think? By the way,
I mean, we went out, I think between four of us, we done like 20-something shots, and that was a lot.
I didn't 20 on your own.
No, sir.
No. You did what, five or six? Yeah.
Yeah, probably something like that. Plus, I lost beer, something like that.
Self or split between you and your friends?
Myself.
You had 18 and six.
Well, come on.
I was just going to say.
That was the all-day event.
Okay.
Wow.
At a local moose lodge. So,
wow.
You know?
Dude, that's heavy. That is heavy.
Well, I drank 12 last night.
I'm sorry, you had a 12-pack last night after work?
Yeah, in the course of about 4 hours.
God, am I a pussy. I had three drinks during the hockey game last night, with dinner and the hockey game. And I was like, you know what? Great. Man.
I mean, I feel ready to go swing some glass today, you know?
Dude, you polished off a 12-pack when you got home last night.
Yep, good old Rolling Rock.
Good for you. Good for you. A dozen to go. So anyway, so then years old. Let me change the tense there. He was 57 years old. He has since died from doing the. I didn't mean to be a downer. No. So anyway, he does 57 shots. I'm sorry, 54 of the evening.
His age makes it confusing.
Yes, a little bit.
Thinking like, oh, turn 21.
Exactly.
Turn 56. Do 56 shots.
Right. So he does 56 shots. He ends up later dying at home of a heart attack. Gets home. Obviously, he's hammered. He dies of a heart attack. His daughter down and sues the bar, claiming that A, he should have never been served 56 shots, number one. Number two, post a number that says the record for most shots drank, because that in other patrons to break the record.
And when you look at that record, nobody's drank that much.
I thought I drank a lot.
I might look at that and go, believed it? There's part of me that did 56 shots.
Yeah.
But if you looked at that and said, okay, I'm 54 or whatever it was, but whatever. But I would look at that and go, not only, A, do you got to go, wow, I can't believe somebody could do that. I would never look at that and go, you know who that wreck? This guy.
I would pass.
There's no way I could do.
It's an eternity.
The shots. I know that there's possible 56 shots.
No.
In the course of a couple hours. At one point, he, 20 in the course of like an hour.
30.
I'm sorry, here we go. 30.
30 in the first.
Okay, that can't be right. You can't do 30 shots of each.
Well, it can. It's not a lot of.
You can't pick up 30. You
definitely could do 30. If it was.
Is this the new challenge? Do I have to write that on a board?
No, obviously it's. Horribly unsafe, but it's so easy to taking a shot. You could absolutely do
that. That's a lot to get down.
The story
to
get
down. I feel like you hit the floor after them first 30.
He obviously got down.
You but can't
you
do.
Could, you, yes, you could do that. You can't. Yes, your body would probably react.
Oh, I don't even reaction to the liquor.
Oh, I'm no, mechanically, about, you could do that.
Really? Do that?
Yeah.
I could pick one up.
In a minute? 60 seconds?
Good for me for being able to do it. I'd never be able to do it. So anyway, he's suing the bar. saying shouldn't have this sign posted that encourages people to try to beat the record.
Yeah.
The record.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two is that they should just somebody 56 shots over the course of an evening is horribly dangerous. He also says that at some point during the competition, if you will, the bar owner or other kind of encouraged him to keep going. Keep going. Dude, you got this.
As he,
yeah. And so they were saying, oh, and at one point the bartender likes more to go. Mm. Now, the bar owner says that's not true. Yes, he did that. The bar owner's also saying the guy died of a heart. I don't know that all this liquor acting to do with that.
They have something to prove.
Bar owners. At some point, though, let's sign and go, I'm not doing that. Don't you look at 30 shots in a minute and go, and this is where I struggle, that yes, I get that is on the bar to hammered.
But this is my court. This bar owners are in jail for manslaughter.
I agree with you.
Like, there's no others.
Are this on the dude at all? You don't put any onus on the guy who walks in and goes, you know what, shots in a minute.
Of course I do, but in what jurisdiction this is, people who are much less drunk or have been served much less cause a fatal accident.
Oh, I agree.
This is the bar's problem, and that guy's going to go to jail.
And I'm probably 100% right.
And I think even posting the sign muddies it. I think that the daughter shouldn't be worried about the sign. Just think about the fact that he was served over 20 shots. You know, like,
he did 30 in a minute!
I know.
I feel like, and yes, I agree, the bar's going to get screwed. That guy's going to jail, since the whole deal. I get all of that. And that will probably be the outcome. Stupid if you walk into a bar and go, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Well, he's paying a penalty. Well, no, he didn't walk in. Remember, he was 14 shots in when he decided to take the challenge. And then he did 30. And he had 44.
Jesus.
His challenge started. And that was 12 to go.
Let's do it, bro. Come on, Broheim. Let's get it done. But I do put some of the... dude.
Of course, but it is not in part responsible.
They didn't say he murdered the guy.
Yeah.
Manslaughter.
Okay.
You have a bar, serve someone like... It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, these numbers are civil. It's not like he had...
Is anybody arguing the amount of...
10.
Is anybody arguing? They did say that some of the shots were mixed so that...
Shooter. 40. And then I had a woo-woo. It was the... No, you know what it was? It was
the sugar. It was the sugar in the woo-woo.
The gorilla farm. No.
Or, what did they say, a liter?
A liter of liquor.
He still did a liter of alcohol. Good God.
Say this. When you think of liter, it doesn't seem as much.
It's not beer. We're not talking about beer.
No, I know, but I'm saying when you think of it as a liter, you say, whatever. But when you... Shots? Man.
If someone handed me a liter of...
You couldn't drink it. No, I'd
be impressed by the quantity.
Yeah. And you would think, like, oh, this will last for a little bit. Probably at least till the end of the night.
I mean, is this
give you a heart attack?
It's totally plausible. Is it not as well known there, people that are bartenders?
It's known everywhere.
That you could... overserve someone and they kill somebody in a car accident.
Okay, but he didn't do that.
No. But
thank God.
Right.
Thank God he died himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, not really.
But,
not to die.
It's good it's the guy.
Right. Yeah, no, it's better that it's him than his people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
But did that never cross the mind as he's, like, lining them up? Like, oh, crap, if this guy... I could be in real trouble.
Megan brings up a good point. When he was 14, the challenge, like, 14 shots, you're a mess. Mentally.
You are.
So he shouldn't have been served in the first place.
I bet the lines could fill with people who can do fun.
No way. 14 shots in, you are beyond or buzz.
Yeah, the S.
Hey, sir, you're still with me, aren't you?
I am listening.
If I served you 14 shots in a short amount of time, I'm not talking about, but over a short of, Steve, say it's over the course of an you're...
Oh, yeah, you're borderline ready to call a cab.
You're beyond the
border. One more while you wait for the cab.
You are beyond the border. 14 shots in.
I would drive. I've been in the terms that maybe I would hang out if I could get my head together
or you know, calling that cat a lot of shots.
Get your head together. I feel like I would be walking into a circle and bumping in walls.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Yes, there comes a point in that line where you lose all capacity to think, which I would assume that this guy did, right? So you get, hey, hold on one second for me. So you lose the capacity to think at some point, and at that point, you're just in front of you. At that point, you can go, you know what, the bar, you can't go in and 14 shots.
Yeah, because the bar should stop you from doing it. And that's why this guy's...
Okay, but is it...
I feel bad for the restaurants that get hit because they obviously... not like this one.
Yeah, no, this obviously way over the line, someone. Right.
But I don't have the opportunity to cut spins and they get hit hard for it because either somebody else was going up to the bar and getting the drinks or the person was hiding it pretty well or situation may be. I feel bad for those gray cases. This is black and white.
But I still put some of the onus on the dick.
Yeah, but I don't... He's done. We're done with arguing his side of the... Even if he was still alive, this bar, he's still alive, obviously. But if something would have happened, this bar has responsibility in the transpired.
Daughter want any money out of it, or a case where...
If I had to guess, I don't know, but if I had to guess, you want money.
Or what? Oh, is she suing, or is it the...
Like, oh, he's been charged.
Yeah,
he's
criminal.
Well, I bet she...
There might be something civil.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would. You have to. Somebody's got to pay.
Hey, a lot of people are caught up in what the...
I don't know the answer to that. Although, if you break the record, do you get it for free? Like, if you eat that big 72-ounce, is it then on the house?
You would hope. Will you get that in a t-shirt?
Pay it. Oh, I'm dead. What? Line four?
Hey, how you doing? This is Pat. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. What's going on, dude?
The guy that strained himself to death, called that bar responsible because, I mean, it's like if you go buy a gun, you load it in the store, you blow it, you sue the guy that sold you the gun, you buy a knife, a kitchen set from Sears, and you go ahead and, take your wrist, lay on the ground and die, you sue? That doesn't make no sense. I mean, the guy has a conscience, and the guy has a meeting. That was his choice. A pin wanted to go out.
See, and I buy into part of that argument.
Oh my God.
No, but I buy into part of that argument. You know you can't go into a bar and drink 56 shots.
Well, I mean, if you want, if you got the money, I mean, they got what they got. Wherever you go for whatever you do.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen, buying a knife and stabbing yourself. But I'm just talking about, you know, when you go out that night, you can't drink.
But it's the, he could have bought a handle and dragged himself to death, and that liquor store is not liable. It's the way that it went down.
So it's bar cheering him on. And I do agree with that. I'm not saying that the bar is completely without
responsibility.
This case is just so easy to settle because it's such an extreme amount.
I saw somebody did 56 shots.
Does he get credit for it? I mean, he did die.
The record stands, though.
He did.
No. The record still has to stand. But now, because of the lawsuit, they probably
have to write in parentheses.
Well, no. We now can't keep the boasting up.
It's like the milk chow up. You got to do the gallon and can't
and
throw
keep it
up.
Down. Right. You got to. Where am I going?
Off a lion. No.
Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
I am from here for a while. I'm here in the D.C. area for the last year. I was a bartender for about 7 years. And part of being a bartender, you have a thing where it's called a responsible service of alcohol.
Right.
And you know that alcohol cannot be metabolized within the first hour. So that's why you don't really feel it until, you know you've had a couple of drinks. So as a bartender, I would have never sold somebody 20 shots, especially to one person, because I know for about an hour, and then he's going to be super drunk. Just space it out a little bit. I would have never served somebody that much responsibly as a bartender and been able to be comfortable with them leaving. You know what I mean?
By the way, if I were a bartender at a bar, I would be the DD bartender, because I don't want any of the responsibility. I'd drive her like water and Coke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I worked in Kentucky, you have a thing where you call it 20 in a day, serving at 20 in a day, and I got, like, a serious talk about, you know, how much you can serve a careful eye on their tab. And there are things that happen, you know, you get busy, you can't look at everybody's tab, but you can kind of keep an eye out on people. There are physical cues people give when they are drunk. And I could have served somebody that, and felt comfortable being and knowing that something could have happened later.
Hey, what's the number that you would serve me, though? If I went in and said, hey, give me a bunch of shots.
It depends on your weight and size, really, because everybody metabolizes it differently. It's based on your body mass index, how much weight you have, based on whether you're a male or males. They can usually typically drink a little bit more. It's just the way their body works. Their metabolism. I'd be more comfortable giving a man a little bit more. But, yeah, it's 3-4 shots. I don't mind doing that. I'm going to sit there for a little bit. Give him a beer. I would have kept an eye on it. I just wouldn't have been irresponsible. 56 for one person is a whole lot. I've been served a lot.
How about?
No, not 30 in a minute. That's alcohol poisoning. Super alcohol.
That's crazy. That's nuts. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Good one.
You got to talk to you later. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
It's me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
It's Steve. Well, I've managed 6 bars in my life, and every place I've ever worked or a job was the flag. This guy would have been flagged as soon as he walked through the door.
Well, you don't know when he walks through the door what's going on.
Well, once 20 shots, his time when he gets 30 shots.
By the way, I'd love to see what that bar looked like with 30 shots lined up.
No, you wouldn't. 30 shots in a minute will kill you.
I did after 30 shots. Well, he did later that night.
Let me say, it can kill you. It can give you alcohol poisoning. No problem.
But struggling a little bit to think that if I had to try to take the challenge of 56 shots, I'm trying to think what I would want to drink.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of bar it would post something like that. Like, here's a challenge. Try and kill yourself.
That's the that by the way is where I think the bar really gets screwed. I mean, lining up 30 shots for the guy.
When he
posts the hey, this is the record, because you know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, like when the kids come in, 21 years old, want to do 20. They come in early and with 20 other people, gonna be okay. To kill somebody, and it's over the whole night.
Right.
But when somebody does 30, that person's just, you're endangering the person's life.
Oh, and I agree with you. By the way, I don't think that, I know on my 21st birthday, I did plastered, but I 21 shots.
No, did shots, definitely. Not 21 of them,
Yeah, that was rough, but I know I didn't do 21. If you were at your house, could you do right now?
No.
Yeah, you could.
Morning now?
No, you're at your Friday.
No, I could not do 21 shots. I barely could do one last weekend. And that was not a shot. That was like a very small portion of a mixed drink.
All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-8. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5.
ELIOT in the... Right, bring unlimited talk and text, terrible data. Yeah, 10 gigantic gigs for $80 per month plus taxes and fees per smartphone line. More music, more video, more streaming, more gaming, more app mapping, more shared data than ever to do more of every. Who wouldn't want the only network that Root Metrics ranked number one in speed, call, data ability? So you never have to step to second, or third, or fourth. Save without settling. Today. $80 per month plus taxes and fees. $10 and $15 per smart. Stop by Verizon or visit VZW's most reliable 4G LTE network. Hashtag never settle. Verizon. $80 monthly account access plus $15 net for each smartphone line on Edge. Customer agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on Root Metrics 2018 National Root Score Report.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a tailgater, and right now I'm clingy. For the past, I've been following you like a lovesick puppy. Driving experts say I should beat them. But what do driving experts know? They can't keep us apart. Because every time you look back at me, I feel us getting. I'm not just in your rear head. And while your eyes are on me, they're not on the car stopped in front of you. Wait for me. And if you got cut-rate insurance, they might not always be behind you. Our agents help protect you from mayhem.
Allstate agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 Allstate agents today and ask count. Subject to terms, conditions, and savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring and wanted Jared the Galleria of Thursday through Sunday, that's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared's, to a $1,000 reward of a beautiful diamond set, thousands of diamonds, and has a one-line ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday for a reward worth up to $1 only at Jared.
Hey Richmond, let Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you say goodbye to winter and hello to spring with flavors. Stop in and shop over products, and now offering over 80 unique Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you and you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by veterans, giving back to Vapors of Ashland. For more info, call 299, call us on Facebook, or go for.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication relieves odor irritation and controls. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters powder stops the odor, stops the...
Looking for a forklift? Look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Truck at East Park Court, Suite 160 and Steel. Find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service packed at your needs. Crown offers options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call at 420-9058. That's 420-9058. Or visit crown.com to find out more.
Business on pressure washers, then turn up and get the job done. Hot Seat of Virginia has everything you need to keep your business running with a full line of industrial pressure washers, accessories, and handling supplies, plus expertise to service your equipment quickly with most repairs by factory-trained technicians. Call 451-1-SEAT. That's 451-1-6. Visit HotSeatVA.com.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Answer, none. That's why we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the all-cut service. First Capital is your that offers you customized products and services designed to make your life simple, run smoothly. To visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. Let's make it work.
Watch for a collision. It's on 9 Mile Road at Lake Avenue near Newbridge. Otherwise, no problems on the installed vehicle on the right shoulder up near Powhite. So far, so good. Light travel volume, no delays, 95 to 95.
From Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WR Elliott in the morning.
You're the one I walk about, talk about. Had a few, but you knock them out, knock them out. Let my mama know, mama know. Let you lock it down. Cause I've been loving her, loving how you are with me. Ain't no fussing, ain't no arguing, no arguing you win. Every pain needs a pilot, pilot. Tell me what you with. Like, ooh, wanna be around you. Got me breaking.
It's Elliot in the morning. Coming up a little bit later on this hour. Your tickets, you will go to the Lincoln Festival. 2 days of music all. The Stroke enters for the event. You also get Alt J, Churches, Band of Horses, artists. All the information you need for the Landmark Music Festival. You can get all of that at Facebook.com/. But I'll give you those tickets a little bit sour. Kaylee, will you do me a favor? As we get into follow-up phone calls, I'm trying to see if I can track it. I'm looking for a lady. Manchester, Stephen, Sydney area. So again, kind of Winchester, Virginia. 31 years old. Her name is Andrea Edwards. Now, I'm guessing it's Andrea, but I'd love to talk to her. If somebody could talk to you as well. But again, I'm looking for Andrea Edwards from Stevie, Winchester, Virginia, somewhere right around there. Please. 6-2 Elliot 866-5468. We can track her down. Very important. All right, while I'm doing that, let me grab a couple of other follow-up phone calls. 866-2 Elliot 866-5468. Jay Rosenberg.
Yes, good morning, Elliot.
Hi. Oh, who do you sound like right now? Hold on. Say something else, Jay.
Five for you.
I'm Harvey Fierstein. Jay, how are you, sir?
I'll be great after I have some coffee, Elliot. I don't get up early to see too many people.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Hey. No, I'm not looking for some freaking coffee.
When Haley called and were you laying in bed then?
None of your goddamn business.
He's doing Joe Pesci now.
when you wear pajama bottoms, are they all the way up as high as your pants normally are, Jay?
We talked about that 10 years ago, Elliot.
Well, they haven't come down. Jay, I have a serious question for you.
Yes.
No, I'm being completely serious with you, Jay.
That's wrong, but let's see.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The, you own, correct?
Not really. I adopted him the day I had him.
Yeah, right. But then you adopted him, and then he went off to a
he went off to a sanctuary.
Oh, so it wasn't. We were talking about you earlier. There were all the tornadoes that kind of hit Texas, Kansas, and all that yesterday. It's a bigger sanctuary where all of the animals got loose. They've all been kind of recaptured and caught and brought back in, and everything's fine. But I thought of you immediately. I have a tiger that got sent to the sanctuary, but for some reason I thought that was the one that your got hit was where your tiger was.
What was the name of the sanctuary that got hit?
Diane?
It's just the tiger safari in Tuttle.
No.
That's not you. Not you. Okay. Well, see? And here I thought you
were. They got one in Brooklyn? Sorry,
Jeffrey. Alan more than we do. He's got a stone house and a jungle gym and a swimming pool. That is a fancy front. So you figure out what he.
Well, he plays in that blend, I would think. That's probably what he
the, plays in the big yard.
The all right, very good. Well, no, Jay. But I was very earned. Wanted to reach out, and make sure it wasn't your. You're the only person I know who owns a tiger.
You're always so good to me. Thank you for your concern.
Absolutely. Now, why don't you take that big thing of yours and head on back to bed while that coffee's brewing. Okay. All right, Jay. It's very nice to talk to you. And I'm glad that everything.
Thank you so much, Ella. I'm warning you guys.
All right. I love you, Jay.
Oh, I love you too, darling.
Very good. Now, I'm sorry. What is Lauren Ricketts?
You know what? Sorry. No.
Why?
He's not Team Becky G. He's very upset with Austin Mahone. That's what happened. It was my fault. That's why you got that mood.
Wait, he didn't sound like he was. He's just very tired.
He's one of those cranky people in the morning.
Or, well, really, whenever. whenever you run into
him. I'm not human until I get my gabagool.
The Lauren, you know her. She is the she's the weather woman who has robust nipples. 30. Oh, wait, does Lauren Ricketts think. No, I'm looking for 31-year-old Andrea Edwards. Yeah, Edwards. Not 31-year-old Lauren Rick.
Probably just her 31 and Winchester.
Yeah, so that would be her. Lauren Rick. 1-year-old from Winchester that I'm looking for. But no, Lauren, not you. Looking for Andrea Edwards or somebody that that knows her. That would be awesome. Find her. Boy, do I have. Talk to Lauren Ricketts later. All right, anyway, I got to get into a couple of other things real quickly. Number one. Tell me you saw the Kiss pinball machine yesterday.
I did, yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
It's pretty cool.
It's great. I have the old school pinball machine. That sounded very...
Well, what year from?
Well, it's not the year that I got it, but no. It's like an old... It's probably early 80s. I didn't get it then.
Elliot's lying. Like, he lays on it.
No, but I do. I have the old school Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah,
come out with a new one, which is completely updated. And it's if you go back and look at old school pinball machines, I mean they're pretty compared to all the new things. The new one is awesome. It's great.
So it's Gene and Paul approved, obviously.
Yes, of course. We'll get a portion of it.
Sure,
but it's really beautiful.
I think they said there were four elements to it: blood, fire, explosion.
That's the whole promo, though?
Well, it's only like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's like
longer
2.5.
Thing?
No, like 2.5.
Teaser.
Oh, it's great.
It's pretty awesome.
They did a really, really nice job with that. That's
remember
awesome.
When we had a pinball machine here?
Oh, it was fun. Do you remember what it was?
Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy. Pinball machine. It was great. Like when you hit the little spinner thing, it would spin around and one side, the other side, she wasn't. But if you spun it on the naked side, it was awesome. who has two pinballs? My friend Jeff has them. It's awesome. You walk into somebody's house with a pinball machine, it's a great... one of my targets is broke. I need to get fixed.
Oh.
So you can't use that part to get the bonus, but because it doesn't track the fourth target getting
nailed.
Is it
hard to repair a pinball machine?
From the early 80s. Pieces are hard. No, yeah. You can find repair guys all over the place. But yeah, no, the Kiss pinball machine is great. Also, the other woman that popped up in the news yesterday, Lynn Hartman, mean anything to you?
No.
How about the woman who stows away on airplanes all the time? Yeah, she's back.
Still out west?
Busted in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. The serial stowaway who made her pain to sneak into Bayerts were on planes over the past year, this time in Chicago.
Oh, does she do it?
Because she doesn't abide by the ban that they think is going to...
He still gets it done.
What was she doing?
Loitering. She was in an area in the terminal where the 63-year-old woman was in a restricted area near the ticketing counter at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. According to Chicago police, officers approached Hartman, quickly learned that she did not have a ticket or a reason, but she's still there.
She has a problem.
Yes. But what's the bigger question? Well, yes. How did she get to Chicago? They don't think of, because remember, she got busted in Florida. She's been busted in San Jose. Mm-hmm. She's all over the place. Remember, wasn't she also when she was... Didn't she check into the hotel under a fake woman's name? Yeah, who was going to be on...
Oh, weird.
So she managed to lose her convention, and then she went to, like, find out the contestant's name. She went to some big swanky resort. Wasn't it, like, Amelia Island? Didn't she go to, like, the Ritz or something? And she ended up going, they, like, got into a room.
Case against her in Florida was thrown out after she was in trial.
Yeah, no kidding. She's crazy.
Reporters in Los Angeles just feel safer at airports.
And planes. But they believe that the whole way that she got to Chicago was she took some flight that she wasn't supposed to be on and went into it. And she...
Does she, like, not have any her in or, you know?
This is your crazy Aunt Marilyn? Are you reeling her in?
I don't know.
Isn't the FBI after her?
Yeah, well, they were attacking her for a while.
But, like, she has, like, trauma syndrome?
Oh, that's right.
Yes, the FBI now is tracking her, but she claimed, like, they forced her from her home.
That's right.
Some backstory there.
But remember the Florida...
Airports around the country have her mugshot and have been on the lookout. Well, no, they haven't.
I know two other airports posted.
I know the same airports.
DCA and Jacksonville. Bill wasn't up there. Guys, it's hindsight, but at any point when we were going through the airport, was that last weekend? Yeah, two weekends ago. We think, I could have just walked right through here and nobody would have noticed. No.
Nope.
the time, she's right back into it. I love that she's back in it. Love that she's back into it. All right, where am I going, Kaylee? Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, it's Phelan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am excellent. What can I do for you?
So every Wednesday, my friends, a bunch of my kinky friends and I, which are basically the only friends I have, go to dinner, okay? Usually it's very,
right?
We don't do things. However, it kind of ran over a little bit last night, and we've been drinking. And a friend showed of the restaurant that we were at last night, whipping people.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing on your Wednesday night?
I'm sorry. Wait, were you whipping each other, or were you just whipping people that just came walking in?
No. Oh, God, no. That's an assault suit on our hands.
Thank you.
No. But, yeah, we were, and I took a good video of it. Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, say anything?
No, we were pretty careful. I mean, by now who we are
right.
And what we do. Most places do by now. And we were just very careful to make sure that there were no, like, out when we were doing those.
Right. No, I get that. I love that every Wednesday night is like your, like, you go to your kinky dinner.
Yeah. And we happened to do this whole thing right in front of a security camera.
Good for you. All right. Well, you know what, Galen? I will track that video down. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Talk to you later. Lauren Ricketts is back, Diane. Who the hell is Andrea Edwards? Can't wait to hear this. It's Tyler, 31, and Winchester.
That's why I said it.
I can't find Andrea. Andrea's story, though, I'll just read it. It's very short. A former Virginia lab guilty to spreading contaminated feces on a co-worker's computer mouse chair.
She pled guilty.
However, she won't see any jail time. The Winchester Star 1-year-old Andrea Edwards of Steve was sentenced in circuit court with time suspended. That means she won't serve any jail time. According to the criminal complaint, Andrea Edwards obtained a stool sample tested in the lab.
It had tested positive, known to cause infection, stomach pain. The complaint says that she sent a lab to the office area and put it on the co-worker's mouse and chair.
Is it why?
I'm going to guess some kind of between the two.
Right.
They're frenemies.
Frenemies,
or, or just a bit. I would do that to Colin's computer. It's
not,
a bit. That's
not
true.
A stool sample known to cause infection. That's not towing the line. Would you take, so back-to-back days, are you going to take the contaminated feces or the Windex?
I'm all Windex and spit.
Yeah, I know at this point. Yeah. She should bring this to her trial.
If you stop and think it through, you're ingesting the Windex and spit. You're only touching your chair.
I will go Windex and spit.
Yeah. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello? Yeah, who's this?
This is Nate Payne.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Nate?
I got something that's been bothering me. I've set up the news about the NFL investigating Tom Brady.
Yes, 200 an investigation into Deflategate.
Yeah, see, I'm a little irritated by that because they went months for coming out with results. Anybody could have said that Tom Brady was involved in the whole Deflategate matter. Instead, they want to direct the focus back to the Baltimore Ravens, which I'm mad at my team. You know, so I'm going to defend my team to the fullest, but I really think that they should do something serious. That the NFL should suspend Tom Brady. I think they should, you know, possibly paying a part in Deflategate and kind of tainting the Super Bowl.
So you want to see, now the NFL hasn't come out and said what the suspension will be. Well, be honest, they haven't even come out and said that they're... You would like to see Brady get the hook for a while.
I would like to see him get the hook. New England Patriots has a history of cheating, and I believe that everything that they've done has been swept under the rug.
They got punished. They got punished for Spygate. They got punished for Spygate.
What's that?
I said they got punished for...
Yeah, they get punished for... Yeah, Robert Kraft is like a billionaire. There's nothing for him to lose in the fight, but they need to do something that went to... Really a season. And I'm not asking for anyone to really, you know, kind of sit there and say, oh, let's take the franchise out of the...
That you wouldn't see. That, of course, you wouldn't see. But I mean, listen, they still may end up getting a plan to come out yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable, but I mean, and a part of me three's proving itself before.
Right.
That
yeah.
This is going to be,
and maybe
this,
listen. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. Maybe they will crack down hard since it's the second time through. Does that? The other thing. Hey, thank you, dude. The other thing that they were talking about yesterday is how this is. Well, there goes Brady's thing. Who cares?
I mean, it's to hate him already.
Right.
And anybody who loves him is going to
go. Hey, you know what? People. Every team probably does it. Every team's doing that. Any chance to get into that? Anybody that hates him, it just cements that. Anybody that loves him is just like, okay, well, whatever. Anything. If you're not cheating, but yeah, I'm sure there'll be some kind of stupid punishment and they'll move on.
So
and
they
then
do
that'll
suspend
be
him for a game.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Game is nothing. Although you only get But yeah, that came out yesterday. I couldn't get really excited. I get that it's a big story,
right?
But I couldn't get overly excited for it. And the guy is always performing perspective.
You like?
I let it slide a little bit. Hi, Elliot. The boy.
Awesome.
Hey, real quick, dude.
Yes, I kind of agree with the last caller. But the only way that I'm getting in trouble is if he was smoking weed or something. He's gonna get a slap on the wrist, and everyone's gonna move on.
Yeah. No. I tend to agree with you. That'll be it. The
I
wrist.
Think he's a little bit of a tool, and I kind of want him to get punished for what he's done, just because I'm a fan.
but anybody that does hate him, they're definitely going to go.
Yeah. All right, man.
I'll talk to you later. All right, give me one quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. Right after that, I will give you Landmark Music Festival.
Elliot in the morning.
Smartphone, what can I do?
Your mother's way. For call me. I'm not your man. Don't talk with your mouth.
Gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the gift. We've assembled our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry, from bird hoop earrings to pendants, pearl bands, specially priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children, give her lasting value from Diamonds.
Telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you...
Yes, ma'am.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find her a mother for years to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
This is the sound of real butter measuring cup. Thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. It's made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit with thick cut applewood only at Hardee's. Eating restaurants.
Choose a bouquet as colorful as Mom this Mother's Day and let's straighten arrangements. Mother's Day is the season. Show Mom she's number one in your heart with something beautiful from Stranges. Either here or out of town. Bring bouquets, hundreds of hanging baskets, and roses in every color of the rainbow. Visit one of our four convenient locations, 200, or visit Strange and select from this year's festive featured arrangements. Select a classic favorite or create a custom design that's just right for your mom. Mother's Day extra special. Go to today and save or call 321-2200.
It's the 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th at Historic Malvern. We're to sample over 30 different Virginia craft beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets, and VIP tickets available. Visit VABeerFest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss party at Capital Ale. The 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you in part by The Draft Doctor, Capital Ale House, and Brown Distributing.
At Chesterfield Auto Parts, with just a buck and a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best-known prices in the universe. You can also pick. That's right, pick. Because now, you need parts that fit almost any maker. Stop by one of our three locations, Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee, or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield, come pick or pull off your own great deal.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Bigger with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the Cloud Science. Knowledgeable staff smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor, Clouds has everything you need. What's up to create at the mixing bar? Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike in Chicago or our second location in Chester. Okay, Clouds Vapor.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the
air conditioning expert. Right, $50 on a precision tune-up. Now only $89. EverReady Service Expert. 86 experts. For more information, please visit EverReadyServiceExperts.com.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Stalled vehicle spots including 95 Chippenham and Willis Road. That's on the right shoulder. Stalled vehicle 288 southbound near Powhite, 288. Also stalled vehicle course, Iron Bridge at Iron Gate, crash Idlewood near the Boulevard.
This week, the Hopewell Prince George offers your help to locate a wanted fugitive. Jones is wanted for 3 violations and for falsely law enforcement. Jones is a black male, age 30, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 116 brown eyes. If you have any information about Lewis Walter Jones or any crime, contact the Hopewell Prince George Crime Solvers at 541-2202. For and photos, go to our website, gcrimesolvers.org.
Now, back to Elliot Excel 102.
I believe in miracles. He sucks a thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said.
This is the dude that died. What did he die from?
Kidney.
On some prayers. I get news after that. You get to go to the Landmark Music Festival. Don't forget later on this morning. Tickets also have your playoff tickets. We'll do that later on. Let me grab lunch news. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I went to...
my very first time, and I had a great time, and I heard you were there.
Oh my God! How? It was a little bit quiet at first, but once Burekop's goal, that place went.
It was so loud. I felt like I was at a concert. It was overwhelming. Great. Oh. I'm going to be exhausted. This was so much fun. My husband is a huge hockey fan, and just on a whim said, again, I was like, sure, let's do it, and I had a great time.
Yeah,
and
no,
I was going to try to come find you, but...
Oh, well, you should have come down and said hi.
It was just so much fun.
Oh, my God, you had a nice little as well. You had Gleason go at it with Tanner Glass. So, yeah, no, you got a good one last night and tonight. Yeah, oh, of course you did. And it's a playoff game. Good for you.
I know. It was great.
Good
we
for you.
Great deep. I mean, we were, like, 6 miles back. It was golden. It was great. It was a great night.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? Welcome to the greatest sport in the world.
Great day.
All right. Talk to you later. The guy's name is Errol Brown, who from Hot Chocolate, who died.
Mm-hmm. 4 hours later, Axl Rose, another R.I.P. Marv Hubbard.
Boy, Axel's losing people left and right. All right, Diane, some news, please.
Still no sign of that 33-year-old man who is scheduled to graduate from Howard University this weekend. It's Calvin Bunazine by some family members, 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, where he uses...
Just to go to school.
Goes to the slug line to commute to Howard. I guess he was going to go there to pick cereals.
Weekend, if I'm not mistaken, yes. Saturday.
Yes. We were able to figure out an ATM after he got into the city. He had sent a text message at about 10:16 that morning.
It was on Tuesday.
Yeah, but I guess he didn't show for that. There's been no contact with his family.
Nothing since then. Credit card usage, no social media usage, nothing. No phone, no nothing.
Howard University says they are fully cooperative. Buckley is the father to a 3-year-old girl and an 11-day-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, one really, really young.
Yeah, and like you said, was set to this weekend from Howard University. From the Richmond area, 17-year-old Washington pled second-degree murder in the death of 8-year-old Martin Cobb last year. He has now been sentenced to 30 years in prison. Cobb tried to come to the rest 12-year-old sister, as she did by Washington. Now, apparently ill.
Right.
Because there was a charge dropped in her 12-year-old sister, according to the prosecutor's office through the ordeal of a trial.
Yeah, they didn't want to make her have to get on the stand and get up in front of him through the process, so they took the plea for 30 years.
Yes, 30 years in prison for him. From Marshall Yates, they definitely suspended one of their running backs, Stuart Butler, hours after he was arrested in connection with the beating of 2 gay men. I guess he turned himself in Huntington Police. The whole incident goes back to April. I guess he was a passenger in a car through the city of Huntington, and he turned and saw two men kissing each other. Witnesses say he entered the vehicle and started to shout derogatory things toward them before striking the victims. The athletic director is saying they obviously hold their athletes to a very high standard as well.
Yeah, boot him then.
He's kicked off the team.
Oh, yeah. He's off already?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Is he out of the school? Cool, too.
Find that he was off the team.
Yeah. Indefinite suspension. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd good off out of my school. And then the other one that you had going around yesterday that they're pursuing as a hate crime is in the Chelsea area up in New York. It was going around of the dude bashes it over the... It looks like a movie.
Yeah.
Some fight, some argument that breaks out in a bar, which then turns a chair and bashes it over his head and neck and shoulder. Video's disgusting.
A 10-year veteran of Maryland, Anne Arundel County, is now facing intoxication charges for an incident that happened on Cinco de Mayo. They say he is now facing assault and other charges after an assault on another bargoer where he bit the man's testicle.
I'm sorry?
So Michael was sort of talking to a woman who is this other mate friend.
So everybody's out drinking. It's Cinco de Mayo fun.
Yeah, he's just getting a little handsy.
Right.
And I guess the guy stepped
in.
Hey,
let's back it up a little bit there.
When Jimmy
leans down.
Well, there was a little bit of a fight. And that is when the alleged hurt, apparently.
Oh, my God, does that have to hurt.
When they discovered the off-duty officer, he had bloodstains all over his shirts. Police saying the charges are disturbed.
Wait, was it from the fight or was it from the bite? That's
a little bit of both.
Question.
A little bit of both,
that
maybe.
Is a
hopefully, the victim is going to be charged. charges are disturbing, we have an obligation as officers to conduct ourselves in a professional manner.
That is not professional.
Duty.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Also, police in and around Chevy Chase, Maryland, are on the lookout for a robber with a very accessory that this man was wearing when he made the robbery the other day on Connecticut Avenue. So they said 40 to 50 years old, oxygen tubes in his nose, and he appeared to take off with an unknown amount of cash.
Just away. When I got to start wheeling my tank.
To be armed and dangerous, there is a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest with Virgo. In England, happened on Tuesday. 35-year-old Brian Clay won a gold medal in decathlon in 2000, won a silver in 2004. Now he is retired, but he still likes to put videos up. That's why he was helping his daughter by tying one end of a string to help her loosen her tooth and the other end to run into a javelin.
No, but yes. That's pretty good. He throws the javelin. I'm assuming the tooth comes out.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He's like, hold your head up.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
He's not he for that, is he?
Oh, no, I don't
pretty,
know.
That's pretty funny.
Zawoski scoring his first night. Capitals beating the Rangers 2-1. They now have a 3-1 series lead. York, a Caps win. Head on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes! Oh, my God. All right. Now, I also want to wrap it up on Sunday at home in front of everybody. But you take it where no reason to keep anybody alive. Foot on neck, step hard. Oh, I can't wait till Friday. God damn it.
Back in action tonight with the late night life for the series sweep. The Blackhawks trying to complete their sweep of the Minnesota Wild. That game is as well. Nationals maybe marked 7-5 yesterday thanks to huge game from Bryce Harper and Max Scherzer of all there at the Capitals game celebrate.
Motron up in the box that they were in, but afterwards they all went into the locker room.
Yeah.
There's like a big massive pick all the Nationals there and then all the casual towels.
You said the arena went crazy.
That's funny. Harper just jacked arms. The place went crazy when they popped them up there.
As much as today has been written about, did you see the kid from the Twins?
No, what did I miss in Minnesota?
Eddie Rosario.
Mm-hmm. No, what'd he do?
First swing in the major, home run.
Was it really?
And it was really cool.
Oh, that's pretty good. So his family was there to watch it. That makes me think of the mom that they talked to a couple of weeks ago, whose son pitches for the I can't remember who it was now. The broadcast team was interviewing her, talking about like they're here. This is your son's debut, and he just gave up a home run. It's awesome. Good for him.
And when he got back to the dugout. Silent treatment.
Oh, really?
You could see the look on his face, like, and then they all hugged. But his they were all filming just because it's his first at bat.
Sure.
So they were all standing up, and obviously the broadcast team was saying, oh, there's his family. They're viewing it. And then they just.
Can you imagine? I would go nuts and out. Like, oh my God, he's playing Major League
Baseball.
It's
still his first at bat.
Wait, so here we go. And boom. That's his first at bat. Yeah, there's no count against him. Boy, pretty empty. Family, that's awesome. Did they show him getting to the dugout? I got a treatment. That makes me laugh. Good for him. There he goes. So he crosses home. It's a high five. The family's still going nuts. Cut back to the, mom needs a bigger bra. There he goes. One person sees the crap. Look at him. Awesome. That's great.
Orioles fell to the Mets 5-1 last night. They can now kick off their series against the Yankees, who, by the way, lost to Toronto last. Playoffs rolling along. Cavaliers over the Bulls. Series up at 1-1. Houston Rock Clippers. That also ties that up.
And I was talking to Tyler during the break. Is the world celebrating what Messi did to that dude yesterday?
I mean, it's embarrassing.
Did you see that clue Lionel Messi is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He dribbles around some dude. Guy's a pro. The guy is a
pro.
Yeah, like he's
the
an
guys
all-star.
That really are pros.
Okay, but he's a superstar.
Boateng. He's playing for Bayern Munich. He's plays for the German national team.
Messi goes around the guy.
Oh no!
And then Messi's
great match. And then Messi obviously blew it open with two goals.
But that was a big deal. That was a big game. A big game, wasn't it?
Far along in the Champions
League. But people were going not just for that goal, but just like people were going crazy.
Yeah, no, it was we're very close to the finals. Bayern gave up that third goal, which was for their fans heartbreaking. Honorable against Barcelona, even leg.
Yeah, but and that guy needs fun. He's laying on the field. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Like he would, but I'm not. I'm not falling down. That guy ate it.
You would lose your balance around him.
No, because he would just go right around me.
Oh, okay.
Like crossed up.
But he wouldn't have to make any go around me.
I'm pretty sure, like, if he just walked by me, I'd be so taken by who it was, I'd lose my balance.
Also, Ravens safety Ed Reed, Ravens making the announcement yesterday, any official announcement. That's Look at News and Sports.
Expo 102. Pocahontas Live proudly presents Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival, a two-day event filled with best indie music Saturday, May 15th and 16th at Pocahontas State Park. It's Carbon Leaf. A long epi featuring Jonah, Eve Gorman, and other crack musicians. And People's Blues of Richmond. And singer-actor Jeff Daniels with the Ben Daniels Band and many for Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival at Brock's Barbecue in Chester and online at PocahontasLive.com. Tickets for the two-day event. So get yours now. It's a two-day Ragtime Carnival in the gorgeous Saratoga State Park with Carbon Leaf, Trigger Hippie, Jeff Daniels, and many. If you want the best live music, you've got to come to Pocahontas Live.
Number one morning show, coming on XL 102.
Hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of dark and the end of the storm. Golden sign.
866-235-5468. Call me right now. I got a pair of tickets for you. I will send you to the festival. It's the 27th with the Strokes, Drake, Witches. Over 40 bands, 5 stages, 2 days of music. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-2-3-4-6-8. Call me right now. Tickets to both days of the Landmark Music Festival.
And this is obvious.
Get him, Kenny. Oh!
Warning.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make?
Mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy feta cheese, cucumbers, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors or as a Subway chopped salad. The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long. So enjoy it while it lasts. Fresh.
Little restaurants.
Hey, it's TMO, and something very... When you want it, we've got... Thinking about a new washer or dryer? Greg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens. Greg's got it. Hundreds of less next day delivery. Thank you, Greg. And right now at HH Greg's, 2 months special financing plus percent when you use your HH Greg credit card. Visit HH Greg and HH Greg. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Greg's got it. Subject to credit approval. Next day delivery available on in stock appliances. Stock up only. See store for
tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Festival. 2 days, 5 stages, and all for a cause. A cause. The national artists, including Drake, J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, Bruce, and many more. September 20th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at Landmark Fest, presented by the Trust for the National Mall, sponsored by Miller Lite.
This month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GM sales event. You too can be by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Short Pump Street. Over 500 new vehicles equals 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP and Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, and 5 grand on all Malibus. Spring 5 grand off MSRP on select Buick, up to 6 grand off MSRP on Sherman Chevy Tahoe. For all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on Encores. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing roads online at Hendrick Richmond. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GM Buick Richmond, you be a Hendrick driver.
Even if your child never needs our services, isn't it good to know that Virginia Level 1 Pediatric certified by the American College of Surgeons, Children's Hospital of Rich, together a wide range of services, a pediatric emergency room, a multidisciplinary team of specialists, pediatric and physical occupational therapy. Our children the best possible recovery.
Only Sleepy's has the largest selection of premium name brand mattresses, like Serta I-Series, Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, and the most complete selection. And now through Saturday during the mattress event, save up to 50% best throughout the store. Save up to $500 on Beautyrest Legend. Get a $200 gift card with select Tempur-Pedic, free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, Serta iComfort, and more. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
That's exactly how they feel and smell. Odor Eater super activated insoles control sweat and odor immediately and all day. Stop sweating cushion comfort. Wear them off with confidence.
Clear, calm, and quiet for the most part on the interstate. Travel to contend with 64 Naca Valley Bridge heading to downtown. Much more collision to Idlewood at the Boulevard on the south side. College Parkway at Moss Creek Road. Iron Bridge at Iron Gate.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on X.
Standing on my own two feet, the way she treats me.
Elliot 8235-5468. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, who are you? John, how are you, sir? I am doing excellent, thank you. John, I am going to give you a pair of tickets. I'm going to send you festival July 27th on the National Mall.
Awesome.
Yeah, that should be a good time. That should be a great show. You get 2 days of great music. So listen, if you hold on that form. Actually, you want to try to solve this?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, very good. And then I'll put you on the info from you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to yesterday, okay? And I'm going to take you up to Brooklyn, New York.
Sure.
So there's this morning, and this couple is on the street of Brooklyn, like I said, up in New York, right?
Okay.
And they look old, weird. I'm having a hard time parking this area here. Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, let's not get bogged down in the minutia and stuff. They're like, let's get out of the car and take a little
is. And that's when they noticed it's a old basket with some bones.
Oh, my. On what? The street?
Yeah, just sitting right there on the street. They couldn't park their car. It was blocking the way.
What was
the... Well, that, by the way, that is part of the question of how long is that? How long is it that nobody else reported it? Nobody else saw it? Nobody else get there?
Is it Mary?
Well, yes and no. Like, there's a cemetery... But not around the corner.
Oh.
So yes, it's close to a cemetery, but it's not parking there and walking to the cemetery.
Gotcha.
There is one close by. One's by. They called the cemetery and been like, "Has there been anything dug up?" Cemetery? No, not at all. Looked at the grounds, obviously, and nothing. Nothing dug up. Nothing. The closest cemetery, which again, it's close by, but you wouldn't at that cemetery. You wouldn't park over there. You would park closer to the cemetery, but if I'm stealing if I'm going to steal the thing, I'm probably not. So they did. They called over to the cemetery or something. Not that it matters. Two graves have been deceased. Officers then tweeted out a photo of the casket, saying nobody knows. But the cops say this is definitely not cool.
The police report.
That's what it says. Not cool.
Really strange.
No,
I didn't even put a period.
I saw
it yesterday, and I was like, really. NYPD
who did it, not
cool.
And they looked, like I said, so they looked inside of the casket. Now, since they casket, they believe that how long it's been out. They don't know in that area of Brooklyn. They're able to tell
bones and
the condition of the casket. They believe that it was at one time used about 25 years ago. I mean, everything is legit. Because they went through the bones and the teeth.
Well, I just love how the local news, that area is some dumping ground for unwanted... I would never list a casket with bones as...
They're just tossing on the street.
One of those two things.
Yeah, the NYPD 83rd Precinct tweets, nobody knows who dumped a casket with... Investigation is ongoing to find the people received. Not cool.
Inside the dilapidated coffin, which was 5 years old, were a few human bones, a little bit of trash, and some teeth. The area where it was found is a popular spot for trash and furniture. Categories of refuse that do not... Dude, somebody had to dig that up.
It definitely looks
it's not a prop.
Are some people thinking it's some sort of viral publicity stunt for Insidious 3? That was yesterday.
No, but I mean, it's not like casket.
There's in it.
Yes, no, that's what I mean. But it looks... Can I tell you what really is... I give you a laundry lizard to me. I hate that the casket is in.
Yeah.
Is it dig up, or is that what happens to casket when they've been in the ground 25 years?
Oh, with the weight of the... On top of them?
Yeah. You're not protected in there.
No, you put it in some sort of cement... I can't remember what they call it, but wasn't that a requirement stuff like this from happening?
Don't they just... I've never been to a grave site. The casket, throw it in the ground.
I think it has to go in some sort of, like, cement enclosure.
No way.
That had become a rule.
To put a cement slab down, put the casket in there, then bury cement, the dirt back on top of
like
it?
Like a vault, yeah.
And again, I've never been to a grave site.
Curbside.
I'd like to do curbside takeaway right now. No, I've never been to a graveside, but they don't have, like, a wheelbarrow of cement where guys are, like, throwing the cement on it. Aren't the like the fam dirt? Yeah. So then somebody
the groundbreaking.
But nobody comes in afterwards and redigs the dirt up and then puts cement down.
Well, they definitely handle the actual burial. I don't know the details of it.
I heard about cementing one.
I thought it was certain states have it as a requirement.
You would never be able to then dig up the casket.
No, but when the vault, I guess, is put down in there, then they lower the casket into it, and then you can do the service where you throw the flowers.
That's
hop on it.
Never heard of that.
Load the dirt.
I always
sea level involved in that.
That's what I was just going to ask. That's funny you say that. Matter where you are?
No, maybe it's like a has anything to do with that.
Okay, can we get back to the fact though that I'm looking at a casket that was just laying on the side of the road?
That team that did not have any sort of vault around it.
It's weird looking.
Or they just destroyed it when they opened it, thinking valuable inside besides the bones.
Thing about the casket. So they found some bones in there and some teeth. After 25 years away?
Yeah.
Or did somebody, like once I got hot, because the top is missing,
not cool.
Did somebody remove the rest?
It's someone that knows.
Like, I believe to exhume my brother. Just to move him. Just to move him from where he's buried. Yeah. Right. Is that what his casket's going to look like? In my mind, it's still going to look... I don't remember what his casket looked like when he died. But I don't look like... That looks like shambles.
It's like more people start tweeting about it. It's like when Kane's at the Undertaker.
Okay, let me... sir, hold tight 1 second, please. Hold on 1 sec. I'll get you your tickets.
No one's mentioned that yet, but we were all thinking it.
I'm sorry, where am I going, Kane? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, this is Charles from Richmond. How's it going?
Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, the concrete enclosure that the caskets go, they're called vaults.
Right, but I always thought, like, that was above ground.
No, that's like a mausoleum.
This is inside the ground as well, called a vault.
Is that how every set is designed?
Yes. It's if my research is correct, it came back in the day. In the day, people used to think that and stuff.
Right.
And, an official came up with the concrete closed caskets in, so the person that is maybe they don't come above ground anymore.
Sure. That's real.
Cemeteries require one.
Never heard of that before in my life.
Because
I always just thought that they put the casket. So like when they get into the ground, just. Is that like ceremonial? And then everybody leaves, and then they dig.
No, I believe if memory serves. There is...
Oh, you've done this? You did graveside?
Yeah, I've been to graveside. So they have like a.
What happens is when everybody leaves the site, they remove all the padding and stuff like that.
See, that's what I gotta hit timeout, Tyler. Please.
This cliff's fault.
Tyler's now showing of Kane setting the Undertaker on fire.
So they
casket.
at a real cemetery.
Right.
So they have like,
oh, damn.
El Rumble's not a cemetery.
So they have like the vault in there, and then you see like some sort of like green cloth that goes over it. So
right.
It looks like the casket is being lowered into that. And then I guess they wait until,
Like all the dirt top, that's ceremonial.
Yes.
Then everybody leaves. Then I go back in with a shovel. I dig out all the dirt.
I mean, it's just a small bit. There's that. People throw flowers. And then what they'll do is, like, they remove or whatever that green covering in because it looks nicer.
Right.
And then they can put the casket in and put the thing on top,
it's
like
kind
the
of a
cement
rip-off.
On top.
And they did that so Frank wouldn't get out?
I'm concerned.
Okay, so can I ask this then? So somebody clearly had a casket. How do caskets? If they're all cemented in, how would you ever dig up a casket?
Echo or something?
That changes everything. I thought, like, to get a casket, you would just break in, dig the thing up, and move. Didn't somebody's famous casket get stolen not too long ago?
There were all those weird, oops, blood or something. Remember, like, all those weird...
Oh, that's when I went through and I threw my string of, like, these priceless...
things.
Casket? Because if it's covered in cement, you're not digging up a casket.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, you need like a jackhammer.
You're not getting through that.
It's not just a shovel.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, by the way, the editor is ridiculous.
Is there
a picture of an officer between...
Right.
And it says, bookends! Did the social media person come over from the 99?
Where am I going, Kayla?
Five.
Hi, Ellie, in the morning. Hi, who's this?
Richmond.
Yes, Ann.
So last year, my grave, and when they, when we went to the grave, they were digging up a whole new section yard. So, we saw like the whole process. They had the line of graves. Some were raised, and then others had the cement phase.
Oh, wow.
Like my grandma's had cement. They had already done and lined it with cement, and they were going to put her in. So, yeah, dirt, cement, and then dirt on top.
I got to tell you, I feel ridiculous not knowing that there was a cement casing. I mean, I've been to a graveside ceremony.
Yeah.
I would have had no idea. I would do it all.
They said a lot of times the cemeteries, because, if
thank you, ma'am.
Ground again, and you put the casket in, there's going to be like the collapsing. You know what I mean?
Well, this
stuff's
one collapsed. It looks like it kind of collapsed down towards the. I can't tell if that's the head or the foot end, but the way that it's set up, it looks.
But my casket to last.
That's why you have to have a cement around.
So you don't think this had cement around it? We agree, it's a real casket, correct?
It's human bone.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm going step by step. How is sitting on a street? Cemetery that's like, this looks odd.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't want to admit it because
you have to admit it. That's somebody's family that's out the street in Brooklyn.
You're doing and
oh, that's like when I was leaving all those bodies just sitting out for a while.
Well, that's a fault. But this is best.
Yes.
Run out of space.
I don't know how long they had the regulations for the cement, but that does not look like it was well sealed.
Hi, Elliot. Hey.
The board at Congressional Cemeterials were the only green burial in Mid-Atlantic.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hey, is that composting push?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely people who want more environmentally friendly, buried in as little as a shroud, or maybe like a wicker casket that just goes straight in the ground. You don't have, most people prefer to do the vaults, but you don't have to Congressional.
I prefer, I'll end up getting, but if I were going under, I would prefer somebody throw me in a casket and put the casket in the ground. I don't need all that cement around me.
Well, you close one of the few places where you can do it on the rule and the other places are not, but we got certified for green burial. We can do that now.
You know what? I was just, I don't know why, but I was just reading something. I think it was because it was all about human composting and I was trying to, but they were talking about how big, I'm sorry, I'm just stumbling for a piece of paper. I was reading about, they were talking about how popular green burials are becoming.
Yes, it's huge.
Like they'll put you, instead of you having a headstone, they'll put you in a little plaque by the tree. Are you having like a big ornate headstone?
In some cases, they just wrap you up like you're in a tortilla.
That's what
it
means, like
turn into
like
something.
Like a deteriorate.
Yeah. But they are becoming very, very big. Where I don't know where Congressional
is.
It's over by our...
Really?
Yeah, it's over by our... Okay, over by... Yeah.
And they're starting to lose you. Hold tight 1 second for me, all right, sir?
Yeah.
You got it. Hold on 1 second. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, is this me?
Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. Somebody. Yeah, hold on 1 second, sir. Having casket enclosed in something been law for about 30 years, I believe, so might not be covered. Oh, this may, if it's, they said it could be about 25 years old. Maybe it goes back to cement. That's why it brotherly isn't cemented. It's cemented in. How long? I don't even know how long he's been dead. He's been, I mean, he died very young. So I don't know how long he's
how
been.
How old were you?
He was, because okay. It's better to do the math on him and not on me.
Okay.
He was 5. But then I would still have to smile, Diane, please. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Trying to trick him.
Yes, I actually work for a funeral home down here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, down here it's have the vault, because if you don't, there is a high possibility, since we're so close, that your casket will float.
Kidding. Would it really?
I swear to God, I've been to over 100 gravesites. We'll see it happen.
Hey, do you get bummed out? Wait, you've seen it happen?
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
Seen a casket float?
Yep.
Oh my God!
Where?
It's still required here because we're here today.
Yeah, no, I get for you that you saw it go floating off.
No, when they can float it out, and then if the vault starts to float, they either have to wait for the water dissipate or flood it somehow.
I gotcha.
I actually. Recently stopped working at a funeral home because it's just so morbid. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You've been to well over 100 of them. I can't be around that much sadness.
It was for a 10-year-old boy, and I did that.
Yeah, no, that's way too much. Hey, let me ask you this, though. Like working at a funeral home, do people, I'm assuming it's rare that people come in and try to, like, dig up a casket.
Oh, yeah, I've never come back and want their tomb, you know?
So how did this one end up on the street in Brooklyn?
That I can't tell you. Honestly, it sounds like stupidity or just something about human life, honestly.
Well, the cops will tell you. Not cool. Cool. Not cool.
Hey, sure.
Hold on 1 sec. I'll do that for you. Hold tight 1 second for me, please.
Smell my face.
Smell it good. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
In the morning.
Smartphone. What can I do? I do for Mother's Day.
My way. All right. You never call. I'm not your maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't talk with your mouth full.
No. Can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Diamonds Direct.
Your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. We've assembled our best collection for Mother's Day jewelry. From birth diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternity bands. Specially priced for the either or the mother of your children. Give her something with lasting value from Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day, smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't in this car around miss something to cry about.
Yeah, yes.
The experts at Diamonds Direct find Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Today is Sunday. The Sporting Goods has all kinds of great Mother's Day gifts. Everything from handguns to our handgun safety course so Mom can get a concealed carry permit. Yeti coolers, cups, koozies, and Sporting Goods has Salt Life, Haybo, and even Southern Fried Cotton. You can have some Maui Gems at 50% off. But more important than all of myself, my family, and our staff at Dance's Sporting Goods, we would like to wish all the wonderful mothers, thanks for all you do. Go see your mom, hug her, and spend with her. Dance of Sporting Goods will be so we can spend time with our moms.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Y'all know what my...
Strong can set the soundtrack for a row streaming music right from your...
Turn it up!
Strong can inside fare, like thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
Can't believe you ate that.
And Strong can make everyone back jumped in the back seat with you when they see all the photos you posted.
Thanks.
Think what Strong can do for you.
Where are we going next?
The nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive.
Come into AT&T now and get 9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Capture all life's moments. Excellence with its new dynamic fire lens camera.
Signals only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers. Zero down requires well-qualified credit in wireless service. Tax due at sale. Other charges. I visit a store for details.
Okay, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. Almost, almost. I love you. Hey, good.
To you, your dog is more than just a pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, and shoulder to cry on. Or an alarm clock you've ever had. And while he may not be able to say the words exactly, to you in so many ways. Protective Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Canine Advantix 2 provides broad spectrum for ticks and mosquitoes too. Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That's it, you kid. You're a good boy.
Canine Advantix 2. Canine Advantix 2, available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
Quick, safe, and reliable by switching to new Duralast Max Premium brake pads available only at AutoTough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. Car on AutoZone.
Every business. Stay. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual. Remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. As people, there's a range of comfort in for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
With a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Trout in a few spots, including 95 through Bryant Park, and watch what's coming in at Idlewild at the Boulevard, also Thompson at Stewart, Carey near Thompson, and on the South Side Road.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, Elliott in the morning.
The other room to look up the answer?
What answer?
About 100 times during the break?
No.
What year did Kane win the Rumble?
No.
Didn't go look that up?
No. I figured he
looked up a lot of cast.
I didn't ask any of that.
Yes, you did.
No.
Tyler,
I wanted to know
what year did Kane win the Rumble?
No. What year did he set?
100 times. What year did Kane win the Rumble?
Did he set the casket on fire? It was nine.
He only did it once?
Oh, there have been a lot of caskets.
Oh, yeah, no, and then Tyler then put a chokehold into the casket. I didn't see that.
No, I got upset because you said that he stoned to the casket. And I said, no, he just did a chokeslam.
Kane win the Rumble. And then Tyler was real gasoline that was being spread on the Undertaker.
We clip. That was it.
So anyway,
enough of that.
So yesterday was like weird. Like, so you had It's on the Loose in at the bar that's doing 56 shots to set a record. Yesterday was like all bizarre, weird news day. Because his thing was women. Like no teeth, like gums. So he liked gumming, mm-hmm. And spare me the obvious joke, please.
One thing.
Yeah. Wait, which is joke?
That interest.
I've never heard of that being a fetish or an interest before. I mean, listen. If you can think about anything, there's somebody who's in the. I mean, I've heard the old joke before. Diane, don't roll your eyes. I'm not saying the joke. But I've never heard of that. There talks about this guy. I'll get into his story, but there Matt, who said that he found out that she had dentures. That was a big turn-on for him. Turn-on for me. I don't know. I've definitely never dated a girl who had no teeth.
How about...
I'm trying to think if I dated a girl that... teeth. I have a friend... I have a friend who has... like a removable tooth.
Just one.
Yeah.
It's a man, isn't it?
No, he is a friend.
Right.
But no, I've never, like, kissed him. I'm listening, I would kiss you. I have a friend who has a, it's one of these teeth. I don't know if it's a canine, a scissor, whatever the front tooth is.
How did it get knocked out?
Don't know.
Don't ask that. You know.
Right. No, maybe she told me at some point. Oh. The story just isn't memorable. Other, but I have a girlfriend with her. again. Not that I've ever dated a girl.
But the woman,
wait, knock it. If there were, you can, Tyler, if she was missing like one back here or two back here, you'd be fine.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a big. You point into the back of your mouth.
Right. What about if she was missing the two?
Like if she's removed. That's
people get wisdom teeth taken out all the time. No, no. What if she was missing, like, these two?
She looked like the female version of Michigan.
Okay. No.
Wouldn't even initiate a conversation.
Oh, yes, you would.
Well, am I appearing, though?
The
forced?
How about,
or am I out at a bar?
How did you lose your tooth?
So a chick's missing these two, and then the one right off to the side. You're not dating that?
I would question what happened.
I just done long.
That's her answer,
Gene, or
yeah.
Well, oh god. So there's I.
Yeah.
If it was a fight, if it was hygiene,
they
if
got
it was with
sick
lack.
I didn't care, but look, they're good. They're good.
Yeah, I can do that. Then get it fixed.
I got the rest of my teeth fixed.
Fake one.
I ain't got dental.
Are you jobless?
I just making it stretch. Fake teeth aren't cheap, by the way.
No, I'm sure they're not.
Teeth are very expensive. Okay? And I don't want to give away too much of his stuff, but that's why, like, Halpern, when he eats, he'll take his tooth out and put it on his plate like a piece.
So he doesn't, like, crack it or something?
Oh. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
That's why he only has the donuts. He's never tried the chicken. The teeth.
But all that being said, I'd kiss Jeff Halpern with his tooth out. I'd kiss Ovechkin. I talked to him last night. No tooth in.
No.
Female Ovechkin, you're not dating. You're not dating.
No.
Well, Mrs. Halpern says fine. Anyway, is into... I've never... Let's get back to him. I've never heard of a gang. Is he it's a pretty specific fetish. I also, by the way...
So he wants completely empty. Like a full set of...
Better is what I get. Yeah. Say that is, he has been... And I feel like there's a little bit of it going on. He convicted of teeth while they were having sex.
What?
So they're awake.
He has been convicted of his teeth while sex. So, several women testified against this. He was convicted forcibly removing. I don't like the when they say forcibly, but I'll explain.
A javelin.
Of forcibly removing teeth from four women's mouths while he was having sex with them. Hansen is not a licensed dentist, and the only thing that qualified him to yank out his victim's teeth is that women. The women testified that Hansen practiced dental surgery without anesthesia, using tools that included a screwdriver, pliers, and a rag.
Ooh. I hate to interrupt, but if you're not making this like yank 'em, dink 'em, DDS, but if you are, high five, up high. All right, back to your story.
That's okay. Kaylee just shook her head and said, I don't know.
No.
I don't
is know. It a wrestling back reference?
Diane, stop interrupting Elliot.
His earliest known victim, again, I don't know if I like the term. I'll tell you why. His earliest known, he removed six of her while she was having sex with him in the backseat of his car. One who dated Hansen testified that he wanted to marry her after learning that she wore dentures. See, that's the part I told you. He was very turned on by that. Testimony is he asked me if I had. I said, yes, is that a problem? And assured Hansen. And said Hansen reassured her that that was not a problem. He said, quote, he liked gummy women. He'd rather that I didn't have teeth. Far more beautiful without them. The trial lasted a week. The jury took 5 hours to find Hansen guilty of 6 of the 10 charges he faced, assault and wounding with intent. He'll be sentenced next month. Here's my problem with them. I don't...
You victims?
They went along with it. They went along...
I don't know how you can continue doing what you're doing in the backseat of a car if some dude just yanked out your teeth.
Okay, like surprise you in the mouth and knock your teeth out.
Well, they don't.
He got, while they were held to having
you the
sex,
whole...
out pliers and a screwed screw, started removing.
Were they like.
They removed 6 teeth. How about after the problem you say, whoa, that hurts. Can you get off me?
Did he get them so drunk that they realized what was going on?
No. That would be listed in the complaint that he would get them. He would get them. Whatever the case is, no, while they were having sex, he by the way, I'm not applauding the guy and going, you know what? High fives all around, Isaac Yankum.
Good one.
But don't you agree? They went along with it. He's right.
This may be the strangest sex story.
I'll give you that. I've never heard of a gummy fetish.
Just thought.
Ever, I'll take it.
Oh. it's dentistry.
But they went along.
What is that like?
To pull a tooth out?
With the car?
They were having sex in the back of the car. He was having sex with her, coitus.
Here's your bit.
While they were having sex, he removed 6 of her bottom teeth.
It sounds like, at least in one instance, there was a break, like he yanked out a tooth.
Right.
And then there is one point where she said she woke up in the middle of the night. So I guess they...
Okay, we're already having sex.
And he had her... No, she woke up in the middle of the night because he headlock and was yanked.
Yeah, but sometimes those roots...
So she had to be... Right, well, yeah, but she had to be the influence of something.
Why?
I'm a sleeper. Somebody put me in a headlock. I'm going to wake up.
Okay, but first,
if somebody's yanking at my teeth,
he already took one of her teeth out while they were having sex, though. Thing. 6 women.
Okay, I don't. There's got to be more to the story.
Well, one woman was like, he took out 6 with his pliers and his screwdriver while they were having sex.
But if they were okay with it, why would they be testifying?
It's probably, is it criminal? Teeth out, even if you were cool with it? Maybe that's criminal. I don't know. If you got home today, by the way, and Scott said, I kind of also am a little bit of a gummy guy. It's a weird kind of desire. Look out 2 or 3 of your teeth. That's grounds for you.
Yes. I don't remove my teeth.
That
doesn't matter.
Over here.
No.
These right here.
No.
The ones on the side that what's her face was missing.
Give you pain like every other month. Those ones. He's helping you out.
Haley. Punk ass one. Am I the only one that loves my wife?
If that was for whatever reason her thing,
if
you would
Jackie
do that.
If Jackie was gummy, prefer that you lost a couple of teeth.
We have times a year, but ooh, my teeth.
They didn't come out because they were rotted or cavity ridden.
That's the rumor I'm starting.
No, I took them out because I love my wife. I would do that.
That makes one of us.
Liar.
No, I think I would. I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't want to be Leon Spain. Definitely do that for my wife. Sure.
I'm
the fetish.
The car.
The car taking the teeth out? While they were having sex. But don't you agree? At that point,
you sort of have a point.
Yeah.
The question, like, well, like Diane said, were they drunk?
Or no.
Were they drugged?
No.
I mean, he wanted a rape.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So yeah, he didn't do anything wrong there.
I just read that. I haven't been following this story since, what was the earliest victim?
Like 2008, 2000s.
I've been following the story since 93.
No. One of the other ones was 2009 that I had read
the
about.
The car.
Okay, so that goes way back. So, I mean, he's been into this for years.
This is my first search on AOL.
Well, he dominated her. She was afraid of him. He would go from L to flying into a terrific rage.
I feel like you're painting him another.
What's your source? Ours is him.
Yes.
Who, you must have the other
court.
Side. I can read between the lines. For once, I'll agree with Delia. I don't see any of that in this version of the story.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. What's going on, dude?
Earlier, you were talking about the casket supernatural, like this out of the unexplainable, ununderstandable thing, and this you're on board with?
Bored with it? Listen, people are into some weird when it comes to sex, right?
Yeah.
So, if you told me that there are people out there who their thing is about teeth, I would be like, okay, not my thing.
Oh, no. That's the strange part. I get that. It's the forcible removal.
Chicks are hanging around for...
Well, you got to say about women, man.
The...
Sorry.
We'll all put up with it.
Sorry,
Sorry. Dude, I appreciate the...
All right, brother.
You got it. Talk to you later. Kaylee, will you do me a favor?
Take your teeth out.
Kaylee, Brandon Flower wants to hook up with you, but you got to remove two side teeth. He's off to the side on a big hearty smile. And
nah.
He's going to remove them with pliers and a screwdriver. However, it's why sex with you. Kaylee Gellis. Get your mom on the she would. All right, let me do this. Ask these people to hold next.
Elliot in the morning.
Smartphone for Mother's Day.
Talk, you're all right. You never call me. I am not your maid. Did you brush your teeth? Bull.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct for the perfect Mother's Day gift. Our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternally priced for the occasion. For the mother of your children. Give her something with love from Diamonds Direct.
Thanks, Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you something to...
Yes, ma'am.
Let the ex-direct help you find her a Mother's Day for years to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. Here's how you can get prices at Pearson Mazda. Try shopping time, so instead of going on Saturday or Sunday. And don't rule out a certified used vehicle or lease. Leasing is back, and there are a lot of great deals out there. You might save thousands with something from paint or a different seat fabric. Pearson Mazda will help you save in ways you never... The West End at 9520 West. Online anytime at PearsonMazda.com.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
What's on? We've got to be on the stream before.
Fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll start breakfast to reel in the big ones.
Hardee's. Why didn't you say so?
5 with Hardee's made from scratch. It's 2 for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give Mom a gift card because nothing says thanks to you more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, purchase a Hand and Stone gift card. Emotional gift card for you. One of our three Hand and Stone massage and facial lotions in Chesterfield, Carytune, or Short Pump, or HandandStone.com. See participating spot for details.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great things are combined. Baseball, beer snow cones, chocolate-covered steak. Bears decided to take their emergency and their 2-for-1 watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How awesome? Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, awesome and amazing as a Pulsar, Seiko, or Citizen's watch, and get a second one free. Combined sale giving you 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry, and 50% off engagement ring mountings. It's one sale that's awesome and amazing. 8 off emergency done sale and 2-for-1 watch now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Jewelers. Relax, act so happy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Offer does not include Citizen's signature.
The Home Depot has a winner for Mother's Day. Your choice of classic setter or a 10-inch hanging basket of colorful annuals, special buys, just so let's give Mom the credit and the flowers, not just for a day, but all season long. Let's do this. Classic square planters or 10-inch hanging baskets, just $5.88 at the Home Depot. More saving. Supplies of this last selection may vary.
Start an exciting new career in the fitness at 6 hours and make great money. Launch National Academy of Sports Medicine and get a 14-day free trial at MyUSAtrainer.com. MyUSAtrainer.com.
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watching out for heavy travel volume in a few spots, including northbound 288 and Huguenot Trail. Carrying near Thompson, and Stewart. Bard Broad at Libby. On the south side, Otterdale near Old 100 Road and Hull Street at Turner Road.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
A big Field Day.
I have a problem with this. There's their own teacher.
No, that's
at their
awesome.
Own show.
No, that's like so like in the 90s or like yeah. Like Macy Gray and Miss Double on her pants.
Yeah. I want our
fans to wear our t-shirts at festivals. Because we'd be like, yeah, our family is. Like, okay. that's our crew right there.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
Diane's eye roll audible. All right, let me get into some phone calls. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 2.
In person, that was what made the joke so good. You were hyping. And Brandon, yes, he was Jerry Lawler's personal dentist.
Hi, Ellie in the Morning.
Hey, what's up? It's Mary and Matt.
Get on.
No, I are actually missing the same tooth.
I'm sorry, say that again?
We are missing.
Intentionally?
Sorry, I have her in a headlock. But hey, at least I'm married.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Who's asked?
This is Justin.
Excuse me. Yeah, what can I do for you, ma'am?
So, a few years ago, I was hanging out with his dad. Hooking up or whatever, and then all of a sudden I feel this, and she has one of those fake teeth right in the front, and it falls out.
Dude!
I think, because it was like that nervous, like I don't know how else to react. Started laughing, and then she, I think, oh, it's fine, put it back in.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, you're right.
No, I don't know what I'm choking from there. Hey, it's Isaac Yankum. Brother.
Now you have to talk about Deflategate.
Take
a sip of liquid.
Dude, what is going on?
I don't know. Maybe it's all the wrestling themes that are getting to me. Hold on. No, but about a fake tooth. Like that you're fine with. Yeah, now I'm back. That you're okay with. Yeah. I'd be totally fine. Couldn't do the missing fronters. Backs I could do.
Does Diane need this disclosure?
Great
is
question.
Is it on the list?
Great question.
I mean, if you've got a good, I would assume I would find out eventually, pretty early on.
Would that bother you?
I mean, if it's a good fake, you know, don't take.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he's not sitting at like his wife isn't like in-laws.
They also know the guy would play professional hockey.
Not all of them do.
But if your husband is a former hockey player and he's missing a tooth,
yeah,
and there's one in there, and think of how surprised we all never lost the tooth.
That's true.
Or the mouthpiece in.
But Salima is a gummy woman. I had never heard that before. I've heard the jokes.
Yes,
I didn't
of course.
Know. I didn't know that was a known.
No, I've never heard that either.
Like,
I can't think of anybody that's into that.
Of sexual pleasure.
I'm not surprised, though.
No, it's like you said.
Listen, it's like blondes. Some like brunettes.
Don't care about the hair color.
Yeah, no, that's their thing.
Usually blue. And not in, like, Duff way.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Emily from Richmond.
Yes.
And I am a teeth out, and I turn on the radio, and I get scared half to death.
No, don't. Well, unless your dentist just gets in the car and just pull it out with a pair of pliers.
This guy wasn't a dentist.
That is,
you would assume he's going to use some sort of anesthetic.
I mean, that, by the way, you're losing your wisdom, you turn on to this guy.
No, but still, hearing this story, and then I'm like, oh.
Yes. Yeah, no, getting your wisdom teeth out is the easiest thing in the world. You want to avoid your dry socket?
Yes.
And remember, you use all that they give you afterwards.
And on it.
That a girl.
She sounds like she's driving herself there. That's a good sign if they're letting you go yourself and not have to get a ride.
Have to get a ride.
No, you don't. I didn't.
My dad's with me.
Wait, you drove yourself home?
Yeah. Because they weren't as impacted.
Oh, they're not. They weren't. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I had full impact.
Yeah. It sounds like she does too.
Yeah. Full impact.
Yep, all four.
Exactly. Exactly. That syringe thing feels weird. You're going to clean your holes with, but not the, not
You're going to get shots. That's fine. That's fine, too. Now, you're fine. But feel it. A little bit of pressure.
I have a pretty high pain threshold. I should be fine.
My girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Still with me, though, that the onus falls on the women? No.
There's a lot of Team Diane going on.
Why, though?
And I sort of...
You were with me.
I saw you have a point.
Yes.
If you take that as to mean that I'm supporting you, then so be it.
No.
But the details we had before Diane had to butt in with the additional details.
Where? Hi, Elliot in the morning. Who's this?
German Dennis Dover in Arlington.
Oh, hey, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Hey, just a quick earlier, asking about the legality, if it's illegal to pull teeth out. And yeah, you do need a license, even at will license in Virginia.
So, Mom dated Clyde Claude Sloan III. He lived in the car at times in the street just in front of our house. But he went rogue, and he he pulled that out with a pair of pliers.
If you're doing it, probably legal, but if you're doing it, you need a license.
So pulled out Clyde's tooth, but he could pull it out himself.
Definitely not. You're really talking about teeth that are already loose in the mouth, and when they're super loose, gum involved, you can do it with your fingers even.
But no one else can?
You know, it's not as bad as it sounds. That's what I'm guessing.
I see what you're saying.
But the law makes an exception for a parent helping a kid with a loop.
It's just getting in a gray zone.
You think that...
Ryan Clay?
Wait, is there a reward? I'm going to be the first one to turn him in. No, but you know what? If that's you're probably in a gray area.
311. Yep. Now, I can't call because I'm reporting people who are not observing the mandatory water restrictions. Y'all, and bother them.
So I bet that if you really followed the letter of the law,
like say it's a couple who's separated, but they have a child.
Okay.
And there's
yeah.
One side could run to the other and use tooth as...
If we're going to argue the letter of the law, I bet that's a yes.
No way.
Why not? If it moves somebody else's tooth, then I would bet the dentist is right. We make exceptions for it because it's no big deal.
Just talk to a teacher in public school. I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to remove teeth of a child anymore. I remember growing up, they do it all the time.
The teacher would actually make your
child. I had a school nurse pull one of mine out.
What century did you go to school?
No.
Kindergarten.
When you're in school, I had my teeth out. That was really, really loose.
After she checked for lice?
No, it was really loose and wiggly and was bleeding. So I went to she pulled it out, put it in like a little bag. Oh, I don't know what I ever did with
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I have scoliosis. You'll see those chompers.
Yeah, no. That to me doesn't seem like an odd like the school nurse where my kids go, they have like the little they send it home in that.
Now they would help yank it out.
Better not. I'll send their ass to jail. Hey, have you ever working as a dentist? Have you ever had somebody come in and needed them like they had tooth rot or they didn't have good dental? But that would come in and go, hey, an unusual request, but I need to have all.
Not all, but a couple. But morally, I don't do things that I wouldn't do on my own teeth. So I tell them to take a hike.
Did they say why they wanted them out?
Usually just pain. They don't want to worry about painful teeth.
And you won't do?
Nope. I'm not doing it for money, man. I do it for the patient's best interest.
But I need fangs. I need fangs. Where are you living? I'm a vampire.
By the way, I'd be.
Yep.
Why is that?
Because you'll do anything for money.
You're paying. You want the teeth out? I'll take them out. What do I care? There's cash involved. I'm right in it. You're better than I am. Dude, hey, listen. I appreciate the... Later, bro.
You do know what you do. Take care.
Hey, I appreciate... Pull out. I bet, though, the letter of the law. Going back to that, I bet letter of the law.
You definitely hear of parents, maybe back in the day, but to the doorknob.
I've moved kids' teeth.
I haven't either. It makes me too queasy.
Jackie does it.
Really?
Yeah, Jackie will take the...
just got off the phone, water company. I'm going to redial.
No, Jackie will do it with... What is this? That's it. We'll floss, like get it around the bottom of the...
Oh, God.
And it comes right out.
No, I'm like, you're on your own. You got to do it yourself.
The younger one's head...
banged his mouth on their head?
Yeah, he had a wiggly tooth.
Like playing hockey?
No, at school. They were playing tag or something. Tooth. And his head and came out. I think that was one of the two that he swallowed. Oh, damn it. I don't like what's going on behind. Yeah, I don't need people seeing in. I don't need people seeing it. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
Hey, dude. Back in high school, me and Rankin getting wild one night, and my buddy gets up to go to the bathroom, and he's wrenching in the toilet. He comes out and sits down. My teeth. I threw up my teeth. And we looked at him for a long time, never knees in his head. But he got so drunk, he threw them up out of his mouth.
Oh, my God. How does that... That's some force.
Thank you, bro. Hi, Elliot.
This is me.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Big Zach from Frederick. How's it going?
Sounds like you're...
Well, I have a buddy who, this girlfriend a couple of years ago, and she had... And two of them were like, you know, missing tooth age, and he helped pull some of those teeth. I guarantee if she is listening, she's on the cops. He was, you know, their mom's boyfriend. He helped pull their teeth, and so, and they broke up. I guarantee she's calling the cops.
Hey, dude, hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call.
Take it easy.
All right, I got to take a quick break. Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Will you find me one person who works at a school? Elementary school? You're done. Elementary school, right? Yeah.
Middle school.
Yeah, elementary school. Will you find me somebody who works at an elementary school? I just want the answers whether they can. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. And then after that, you take send you to go see Rise Again.
Elliot in the morning.
Whether it's work, play, or somewhere in between, it's all about internet speed. And when it comes to in-home, Xfinity is fastest, with speeds up to 725 megabits per second. That's up to 18% faster than Fios. It's more Wi-Fi coverage, so it's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. You don't get that with Fios Talks. Xfinity delivers. Visit getallthefacts.com. Started with the Xfinity XFun cost for $89.99 a month for 2 years, with X1 DVR included for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get up to 200. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Offer ends 5/17/2015. Restrictions apply. New starter XF triple play. 2 year term contract with early termination fee required. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and regional, subject to change. After promo rate.
Right now, Verizon is offering unlimited talk and text, plus 10 gigs of share, 10 gigantic gigs for $80 per month, plus taxes and fees, and 50 smart line. More data means more music, streaming, more gaming, more sharing. That's more data than ever to do more of everything you want. Who wouldn't have Root Metrics ranked number one in spun and salt data and reliability? So you never have to settle for second or third. Save without settling. Today, $80 per month plus taxes and fees, 10 gigs of data, and $15 per smartphone line. Stop by Verizon or visit Verizon.com on the largest, most reliable GE network. Hashtag never settle. Verizon. $80 monthly account access, down as monthly line access for each smartphone customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on Root Space and 14 National Root Score Report.
A friend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was. I should have known to include her in it. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for 75 years. I had no idea they'd been around that long. They also have an agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now I'm saying, anyone?
Got over 75 years of great savings.
Now that you know GEICO has for 75 years, it's time to let you in on another little secret. GEICO could save you on RV and boat coverage, tariff, and federal discounts. Not to mention the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this secret one. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread school rumor.
Go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Or you've lived there for years. Or forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would be, and since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just. A local Allstate agent can help you customize house and home insurance policy for your home. So you'll know the place that gave you that right feeling will have protection that's just right. Clearing can point out lots of ways to set with free rewards. Extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That is that you should call an Allstate agent. State agent.
Get help with home insurance from someone who lives right nearby. Call 1-43 Richmond A and save up to coverage for your car. Feature is optional. Coverage, discounts, and features are subject to terms, conditions vary.
See what the personal can do for you. Are you in good hands?
No time to introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries and a drink, salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, and pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
If you've ever wanted a spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, this Sunday. That's because this Thursday, you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind right here at Jared. Get time this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000.
Other spots, including 288 northbound up from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. That's low with travel volume. Argentina Charter Colony Parkway, Otterdale at Old Hundred Road. Also, collisions at Broad at Libby, Grove at Maple Avenue, just west of Libby.
Now, back to on XL102.
Fourth biggest record of the week. Good for Eric Fair. Tyler Fair, sorry.
Remember you Eric Fair.
Tyler, yeah. There we go. Whatever. All right, you ready, Diane?
As the fourth.
He does.
In the U.S.
Pops out books, sings. Guy does everything. What line again? Line. Okay. That's right in my register. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hi.
April.
Oh, Abe's at an elementary school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you absolutely cannot pull anybody's teeth out.
Even if they're
even it should just man up and pull them out themselves.
Damn right, those little pussies.
What state?
Where are you? Where school teacher?
Virginia, Northern Virginia.
And you're telling me
maybe
that's
the difference.
What do you mean?
My kid's teacher has pulled every loose tooth my kid has had. The last one she pulled was Friday.
Oh my god. So wait. There's no way, pussy.
No. No, you're lucky you're able to put Band-Aids on. You can't.
You guys, like, I know for us, home after having fallen on the visit to the nurse's office, you get a little report sent home with her now.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe Jack. Mine come home bleeding. I've got scabs all over the place. No, I have no clue what goes. Yeah, I mean, maybe they do send something home and Jackie sees that. I'm not really big on going.
No?
No, that's not. That's Jack. The I'm more of the, hey, you can read later. Let's go play Xbox. More my after school. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
You got to talk to you. Let's get into some news, please.
We finally have some new information in terms of a possible suspect in the killing about a year elderly Georgia couple. You remember $1 million house and they found the man's body.
Lake Oconee.
They found the man's body. Haven't found head, and then his thing, and they ended up finding
body
her.
Show up like
tied down with
later?
Tied down with cinder blocks. They
were found.
They still haven't found head.
Shut up. And nobody knew how they got in the house. Took off on a boat. Remember?
Yeah. Whether they had maybe orchestrated their own disappearance, were like, there's no possible way in the
right.
But apparently, according to the local sheriff's office, there is one person of interest. The sheriff said has not been identified, and they have since realized that statements made to them concerning the case were not truthful.
A year later, didn't we know where Zach Brown's from? Did we learn that, or am I making that up? I might be making that up. Never mind.
But anyway, so obviously.
Is that Lake Oconee, the Roethlisberger bar was? I don't remember. There was something famous about that area.
Zach was raised on Lake Linder and stepfather.
That's not Oconee.
At Dent, Georgia.
Shut up, really?
Diggity.
Diane. Is that, are those the only details they gave about the...
Said they, it was statements that were made, no arrest has been made. They are still searching for other prospects.
Well, it's interesting that they already talked to that person.
Who clearly now has changed this.
In my head, that I go like family or friend.
Well, it's definitely somebody that knows the couple.
Yes.
Definitely somebody that knows. Oh, you...
I said orphan.
Man. That's pretty good. That didn't even dawn on me.
No, because, I mean, that goes to back to...
Was I wrapped up
year.
In that...
Also, another thing, you might have a whole new trove of terracotta warriors have been found. You can see the photos and video, a 1-year-old life-size statue in China. Whole new excavation process is taking place. This is to the tomb of China's first emperor. They think there could be 1,400 of them as kind of war chariots that are buried there.
I like the terracotta statues.
Yeah, the terracotta
like
warriors.
Yeah.
They said
Did
that
you say that already?
Yes.
Oh, I was right. My defense, I was reading 2004, Zach Brown opened a music club and restaurant with his father. Lake Oconee. So there is back to whatever you were saying.
The terracotta.
Yes.
They believe that there is a whole new pit of them, and they said they're especially evidence that the ones that they have found show signs of paint. So
that's pretty cool.
That it may have, you know, just deteriorated the other ones that they had found
earlier.
Right.
That's up my...
Another story of people getting divorces, and the cause of media obsession is now to people. Their marriages. One divorce attorney says, one in some way, someone's habits, obsession, whatever you want to call it,
right,
are starting to play a part in divorces. Others are saying, they're kind of low to me.
Oh, they think it's higher?
Yeah.
7 out of 7 just want to have sex with someone else.
But they interviewed this one woman. She would build up a business and put out her a little bit more to get more attention for her new business. And she started spending, you know, online. And that was the... Realized
she was avoiding the family.
That she should have been, you know, cooking or reading to her, maybe talking to. And so one of the things that he brought up was her social media, he put it.
So that people feel like that's low.
Yeah. Other attorney said 1 in 7 is low. I would say at least half of the cases that he is covering and dealing with, at least in a way, have something to do with his book or Twitter all the time or Instagram, whatever it is.
You know, that's weird. Never mind.
Food in the news. They said that McDonald's is testing a variety of new food products. Turnaround.
Oh my God. Every day it's something with them.
Their Southern California restaurants are now trying out breakfast. You get turkey sausage, egg, spinach, chorizo,
egg. Can I fast forward a week? McDonald's has discontinued their kale bowl sound. You do. And the new hamburger.
The new hamburger.
Oh, that is... horrible.
Twitter.
Don't get Andrew Hammond if you're going to do something, but that.
Apparently divided over, with some saying he looked sexy and others calling him creepy. Ad campaign for their new sirloin third pound burger. So you're going to see him in
God.
Tweets, in videos with the hashtag Robble.
They spend so much money creating bull that no wonder they're. Yeah. Sell a goddamn hamburger. Sell your... I did breakfast sandwiches throughout the day. The rest of it is so goddamn stupid.
And Wendy's is unloading restaurants, planning to sell 640 of them throughout the United States and Canada to franchise.
What are they gonna become?
To franchisees.
No more O&O.
To help generate cash and reduce their expenses. They said that move is going to result in $175 million in pre-tax proceeds. couple of parents in Florida arrested for bribing 14-year-old daughters to do good grades by offering them drugs. They smoke weed and they cane with the girls in order to reward them, both charged with child abuse and drug possession. More on Adam Levine getting meetings, walking into his interview with Kimmel. People on the scene, person that sugar bombed, also the same one who threw a rock at Dwayne the Rock Johnson and was also arrested.
Wait, so is this, so it's not a Kimmel bit, but it's a Kimmel bit. Somebody's out at the Kimmel studio and whatever, that's what they get. That's the thing.
I don't know if other stars have been harmed in some way.
But if it's the same guy, why wouldn't they just dirty cop out there? Well, this is only the second one.
Maybe they didn't know it was the same person.
If it's only happened once, I don't know that you'd send a security guard out there to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, I don't know if The Rock got hit by Adam Levine certainly
got nailed.
But they said then the fine afterward. Sports, nice win for the Capitals. Andre Burakovsky scoring his first two playoffs, topped the Rangers 2-1. So now they have a 3-1 series lead in New York.
They're going to the Eastern Conference.
If the Caps win,
they're going to the finals. They're going to fit, maybe not Friday night, tomorrow night, off tomorrow night, Eastern Conference Finals. You know how huge that is? That's Matt. Now, obviously, now is when you start getting, it's not going to be good enough in the Stanley Cup Finals. Okay. You're one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. God damn it!
Well, back in action tonight with the Lightning Series sweep in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers topping the Bulls to tie that Eastern Final at 1-1. Rockets to even up that conference semifinal score at 1-1 as well. Ed Reed is officially retiring the NFL after spending 10 years. He went on to play for the Texans and the Jets. Former Eagles running back with ESPN the magazine lashing out at Eagles coach Chip Kelly again. With the coach wasn't great, but again, as a coach, but then he went on to say he wants the full control. You see how fast players, especially all those, he got rid of them the fastest. There's a reason there, and the Eagles, I guess, have not gone any further concerning his comments. The Nationals beating the Marlins. Marlins yesterday, game from Bryce Harper. Urzer Harper with 3 home runs in the first 3. They're pitching 7 innings along the way. Jason Wirth out of the Nats lineup again yesterday with what older. Looks like he's got before they have.
Strasburg's shoulder blade looks like it feels better. He was smiling his ass off at the game.
And the Orioles fell too last night, getting ready for a series going up against the Yankees. That's sports.
Mother's Day is Sunday the 10th, and Dance's Sporting Goods has all kinds of gifts. Everything from handguns to our handgun safety course so Mom can get a concealed carry permit. Cool cups, koozies, and tees. Dance's Sporting Goods has Salt Life, Haybo, and even Southern Fried at cotton tees, Maui gyms, but more important than all of that, from myself, my family, and our into sporting goods, we would like to wish all the wonderful mothers happy Mother's Day, and thanks for all you do for us. Your mom, hug her, and spend with Dance's Sporting Goods will be closed Mother's Day so we can spend time with our moms.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance. My dad says, come on.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Columbus on Facebook or at dancesportinggoods.com.
Richmond's number one morning show morning on XL102.
You already know what it is. Valley talk. Go on and do it for me. Now watch me whip. Kill it. Now watch me whip. 866-235-5468.
Tell me right now, I got a pair of tickets. It's again July 29th, Fillmore. Call me right now. 866-235-5468.
And this is
dude. Oh.
Elliot in the morning.
Spring this month at Rick Hendrick of GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia. Our brand new dealers for Mile Fast from Mile Short Pump Mall in West Brock. 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring this month with 15% off selection, 14 grand off MSRP on Silver, up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, and 5.5p on all Malibu. Spring is fun with a grand MSRP on select Buicks. Up up to $6,000 off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, $4,000 off MSRP on all Acadias, Acadia Traverses, and off $3,000 off MSRP. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find new roads online at Hendrick. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. All right. You never called your maid. Did you brush your mouth full?
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. To Diamonds, Diamonds Direct.
Your destination for the perfect Mother's Day. We've assembled our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and richly priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children, give her something with lasting value. From Diamonds
Direct. Tell me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day. Other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you out.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
To Diamonds Direct, help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. Broad Village, across from Holt's, Wins Direct Diamond Importer.
This is the sound of milk being poured into a measure. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed. This is bowl symphony. It's beautiful. This is scratch.
The Mile High Biscuit with thick cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time, runs.
Hey, Dollface. Look, any reason to be a bombshell. Feeling Cell makes waxing sweet and always has your backside. With a customized airbrush to brush to orange and always sexy. Sexy. You deserve to be a lovebombshell.com, baby.
Knock, knock. The Home Depot has 15% off all special order interior styles. So let's give them just a passing thought. Let's do molded patterns, maybe classic French or Mars. Opportunity's knocking, and 15% off is no joke. Let's do this. 15% off all special order interior doors of all styles, bro. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash of the dash?
What? Never mind. Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a change for oil and filters from AutoZone. AutoZone. The road this summer with 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and your choice of select oil filters. Restrictions and details. AutoZone.
Slow going in a few spots. Northbound up from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. That's slow with travel volume. Watch for collisions Midlothian to Charter Colony Parkway. Underdale at Old Hunt. Collisions at Broad at Libby Avenue, just west of Libby.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building. UWC, Washington. WFN. Elliott in the Morning.
Hey. Yes, who are you?
Hey, this is Ricky from Rockville.
Ricky from Rockville, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Excellent. I'm excellent. You're going to go see Rise against...
Oh, that's rad. Thanks, dude.
Absolutely. Hold 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info. You will go to the show. Hey, are you a horse?
Am I the what? I'm working on it.
No, because I wanted to find out if that 1 in 7 is high or low. Diane's telling me it's low.
I like so.
Yeah, probably. All right, one. Hey, Kaylee, will you do me a favor?
Amen.
Doll. Will you do me a favor? Find me somebody who is divorced last year. I don't know. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Details, but I do need you real. If you're divorced, you know what? I would even take someone divorced. That's always because that scab. No, that scab is still fresh. Like they're angry.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I need either somebody that's recently divorced or in the process would be a home run. 866-235. My friend, hold tight 1 second for me. I will get your tickets. You'll go see Rise Against. Hold on 1 second for me, please. I'll give this real quickly, the people on Twitter. Again, whatever I say isn't changed. They still won.
One Siegel.
Sorry, I feel good. Sorry, I'm confident. Sorry that I wake up going like, oh, one win away. We're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Look at it. You tell. That's a special team. Sorry, all of you are naysayers. Don't say it. What do you want me to say? Well, I'm about 2 minutes away from crapping the bed. I feel great. You know why I feel good? Because we're up 3-1. We're winning 1-0 games. We're winning 2-1 games. That's banging, guys.
People's superstitions.
Okay, then don't crap on my lack of super. Yeah. I'm excited because Saturday in the
conference finals, baby.
And then if not, we'll do it on Sunday night. Then we'll just go to game 7. But whatever it takes. So yeah, no reason.
Oh, it's game 8.
Oh, that's right. They instituted that.
But put the ice in. We're going to need to play it on Long Island.
Line. Hi,
this me?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Fine.
Good. What is your name?
Name's Megan. Yeah.
Yes. Are you in the pro? You're divorced?
I will be divorced this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. You would. Wouldn't you rather be divorced than in a miserable marriage?
I'm just
concocted by the news. By the news.
I was only.
Oh, really?
Really?
Can I ask you this? Diane did that story about the. Is playing a. Diane reported 1 in 7. Everybody sits higher. Did social media. Divorce?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Probably the whole reason I am divorced.
Shut up, really?
So. I was messaged on social media by an old flame, I guess, and kind of initiated, and then I got a divorce.
You commit.
Yep.
Knew it.
What do you mean, knew it?
That's why people get divorced, because they want to have sex with someone else.
Oh, but why would you think it was?
I mean, I committed the affair before I was married, and then it continued through the marriage. I didn't break off the marriage, but it was a thing.
When you say you tried to break, just wasn't listening, did you say I'm not going to marry you?
I said I didn't want to get married. I said I didn't want to get married, and I didn't want to get engaged, and that it was a bad idea, and that we wouldn't ever get.
So then why did you go through and get married?
Because it was only like a few weeks away from the wedding, and I didn't have the balls to.
Oh, okay.
But you hooked up with the other guy all throughout the time you were engaged and whatever.
Right. 3 weeks before I...
You started, you said, you started the affair 3 weeks.
My gosh, Lorette.
Did you... But you said it was an old flame.
Yeah.
You invited him to your bachelorette party?
No. He was on social media while I was at my bachelorette party, because he was on his bachelor party.
Is he still married?
No.
Are you two, when you're both divorced? Well, you guys are... Well, you're already banging.
No.
Both of you are separated. Now you guys are like a couple?
Yes.
That's kind of sweet. Like, are you going to, like, go down that marriage road with him?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Don't. No. You may have a wild that you'll need to get rid of.
Yeah. I'm thinking that it's probably some time.
Can I ask you this? When you got married, how long after your night, the night that you got married, how long after that before you were having this gun?
Thinking.
Oh.
Doesn't need to be down to the
set. Was there some downtime? I thought you were going to say I got married on a Saturday and I had sex with this guy on Monday.
No, there was like 3 months.
Oh, you know what? That's not bad.
We stopped talking. We stopped talking for about 5 months to try to work on our marriages, but...
Can I ask one thing you don't mind?
You can ask me anything.
Okay, I will.
AMA.
Are you... Are you were doing stuff with, I'm betting, you were doing stuff with the flame that you...
Yes.
Why is that always the case?
Yeah.
Why is that always the case, Ace?
Because the flame's hotter?
No, you know what I mean? Like, I would bet, and again, you said I could say...
I don't care.
I would bet that the boyfriend do things to you...
Tushy.
That you wouldn't let your husband do to you.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, what do you mean probably?
I'm doing more than what I would do for my husband. What? You know, just things. I was just going to appease him. More promiscuous.
Right. Because that's kind of like dirty girly, and the other one is like, oh, we're married.
Yeah, like my husband's real sensitive, my ex, and always wanted to like, and that's not really my style.
You should have bailed on that marriage. No, I did. I don't feel like you did.
Like you kind of made a half-ass attempt. And then
no,
was like,
I feel like it was a no-ass attempt.
I don't know. I got to.
That's exactly how it went. It was like, I don't have time to start of too many.
Let me get rid of that. All right, very good. Well, I hope everything goes well in the divorce.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Fine.
Got it.
Horrible.
Not you.
Oh, you point her.
That's how I point to the phones. Get off my phone.
In general.
No, it's just...
Oh, you're Lou Wally. Get off my phone.
You're on the air.
She had a chance to stop it.
No, she didn't. She wanted to, but she said
already married missed that window. She had a window.
No, but he said that she tried, but he wasn't.
And listen, I'm not already of marriage, but... She didn't have to get married or divorced.
No, she did. No, she did. Because remember, she's like, you know what? I just got busy and F it. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 8.
She would have given more examples of what she did.
Here. Hi. Hello? On the show. Who is this? I am talking to you.
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you, sir?
Wonderful.
Good, good. Are you, you're divorced?
I am.
Was it solved?
Yeah, it's kind of busted.
What did you get busted doing?
I had a girlfriend. It's never a good thing.
You know what's weird, though, is, hey, I'm going to let you go, John. It's really loud in the truck, all right? You know what I expected it to be, though? And maybe I just wasn't thinking it through. I expected it to be like what you said, like spend all day on.
So they're neglecting their family.
Exactly. Much they're online. And again, that's me being naive. I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm like hooking up.
And she's trying to build. Then, oh damn, my old boyfriend friended me, and then we started having conversations back and forth.
See, that never done, buddy. That fights with his wife all the time because of the neglect.
I'm kind of in the middle with what I thought it was going to be.
Why? What did you think it was going
to
be?
Like, obviously, none of this. But do you really need social media to have... I mean, that's like the extreme side.
If I had social media, I wouldn't want a girlfriend through that.
But I thought it'd be like in some social media that led to arguments and fighting because of the assumption that there was something more.
Oh.
It's not just you're addicted to it. It was just, what are you doing on there? Suspicions, and
what's her
that's
name?
What's what. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be total neglect. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Oh, you're doing that. Periscope. I'm taking care of all the kids.
And in the meantime, I'm cooking. I'm taking care of the kids. I'm not cleaning the goddamn pigsty, which now and then, I got to get them ready for bed. By the way, desire to not being met. You're all gobbed up there. Like, did I get?
Do we know the couple?
Well, they're not getting divorced.
Yeah, but
actually, I don't know if you've ever met them.
No, I don't care.
No, you know the guy's name. If I mentioned him, my buddy,
you famous. Oh, I really don't care now.
Famous. I am. You definitely have never met her. When we all go out, she can't go. She's busy on Facebook.
Stays in.
No. She at times. I mean, I've seen that.
Don't really.
No, I signed with my buddy. Bros
clearly.
Before hoes.
Bros, yeah.
Elliot.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
The meeting.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, come on.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say my name.
Guilty. Yeah.
I'm not guilty. Trust me.
Why? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. My husband, but he was cheating with another man.
And you found out that because Facebook?
I opened up his phone and I saw his email, and there was just said, "Good morning, sexy." Like, of course I had to,
investigate, and yeah. It was lovely.
This phone, were you suspicious already?
No, I had no idea. We had making plans with a friend, and she was messaging with him. And so a notification go off, so I was like, can I check to her? Because I knew, I know his password and stuff. So
yeah.
I opened it up, and the email was like right there in front of my face.
Well, no, you had to open the email.
Well, this is in front of my face. So with a subject line, I mean, you can't like let that go, right?
I would.
You would?
Yeah,
One of his bros making a joke.
If you lines between Milkman and I, yes. No, but then you ask.
Those are not tender.
I wouldn't snoop.
No, but what about really? In her case? They were messages on his cell phone answer a text.
That's not, she didn't snoop.
Yeah
she did.
Well, no. Yeah, how long did it go out, or was it going on for before you found out?
Oh my God, 8 months.
Oh,
that crafty or me really stupid.
Looking back, were there things that
cheating? Yes, for the honestly.
The other part that he was cheating with a man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I knew that he would go to the gym with, and they like played hockey together. I knew that, but I was like all excited they had it. I'm sure he was trying to like have it, like, and it turned out that they were.
But deep down though, aren't you glad you found out you could both go on a lot?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, see? This is all for the better.
It is now, yeah. It took me a while to figure that out, but now thank God I didn't find out in like 10 years. Because I'm like, 40s, so like now, like, yeah. It's marketable.
By the way, I was going to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how horny are you right now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, you got some gotta make up for.
Right.
Are you guys
we're in the middle of it.
But you're separated.
Yeah, we're separated.
How long after you or he moved out of the house?
A couple months.
Well, I'm surprised. I thought you were going
to
say...
Well, she had to stop crying.
Yeah. Like, let her mourn the end of that.
There's nothing to mourn.
I might have been sooner.
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
You don't remember what you said for the deposition. That's the problem.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Will you ask these people to hold? Yeah, if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab a couple more next.
Elliot in the morning.
They can't all be sunshine days. This summer, you can take anything you've recorded everywhere you go with Xfinity. Only Xfinity offers the cloud-based X1 DVR, so you can stream your smartphone or even download them to watch while you're offline. Plus, Xfinity On Demand TV shows on all your devices. It's a little brighter. Seize the summer, only with Xfinity from Comcast.
It's the sunshine day!
Get started with the X1 Triple Play for $9 a month. Now for 2 full years with X1 DVR service free for a year. Or you can get $500, but hurry, 17th. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Restrict XF Triple Play customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra. All regulated supply. 2-year agreement.
For my friends over at GeForce Card, you like things fast. The faster, the better. Last time I was in Richmond, I GeForce Cards, and they're fast. Leave it all out on their quarter-mile ins and turns. Absolutely awesome. You'll feel the engine. You'll even get that little pit in your stomach. You can't fake their authentic racing experience. Show off your skills or go to GeForce Karts and tell them Elliot sent you.
Jose is a graduate of ECPI.
ECPI was the best decision I've ever made.
And now Jose is an electrician. Go to ecpi.edu and find out how you could earn your degree in as little as 2.5 years. Saying that ECPI was the best decision you ever made. Discover electronics and trust technology. Go to ecpi.edu for more information on this program's success, cost, and other important facts. See ecpi.edu/fastfacts.
Looking for a forklift? Look no further. Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 160 in Sampson. With range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts. Service packages designed to meet Crown offers various financing options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today, 905-058. That's 58. Or visit crown.com to find.
If you've ever wanted a spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from and have your own one-of-a-kind here at Jared. Get set in diamonds Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
There is sense in the world of wireless. That's why there's Metro PCS. Comments. Right now at Metro, you can get a smartphone, the LG Optimus L70, for just $29 after instant rebate. $29. No gimmicks. Plus, for only $30 a month, you get unlimited data, talk, and text. And the taxes and regulatory fees are included. That's more common sense. What's more, your mobile's fast nationwide network. It's like it's common sense. A $20, a $30 nation. It's the perfect time to get yourself some wireless common sense. Now, Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Phone pricing in store only requires activation. For first 1 gigabyte of data at up to data to 4G speeds and is available only. Coverage and service is not available everywhere. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Tired of hearing those guys take hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats
an exciting new career in the fitness industry and make great money. Launch your Academy of Sports Medicine and get a 14-day free trial at MyUSAtrainer.com. MyUSAtrainer.com.
Richmond Traffic Center.
Still going on a few spots, including to the Huguenot Trail. That's low with travel volume. Watch for collisions Midlothian at Charter Colony Parkway, Otterdale at Old 100 Road. Also, collisions at Broad at Libby, Grove at Mesa.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
Oh, live at Big City.
The only thing I have a problem with is when the band wears their own
heels. No, that's like in the 90s or early 2000s. Yeah. Like Macy Gray and Missy Elliott like promoting their album.
Yeah. I want t-shirts at festivals because we'd be like, we know who our family is. Like, okay. That's our.
More at BigFieldDay.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Playoff tickets coming up in a little bit. Say the Wizards take on the Hawks Saturday night at Verizon Center. I don't have Caps tickets for you today. Next home game is. You know when the next home game may be?
When?
Eastern Conference Finals. Love it. Love it. They're hanging like a little thread right there. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. I am excellent. Who is this?
My name's Steven.
Hey, Steven.
About that marriage thing.
Yeah, what you got for me?
Forcing me is the reason for my newest marriage.
Oh, see, there is a little bit of a positive there. Is it responsible for your divorce?
She got a hold of her ex with him and several other guys.
Wow. I can't tell. Several.
Her best friend, which is my wife now, long in contact with me. She was going through her divorce, and I was going through mine. We were friends and wanted to just stick together. And after we both divorced, we wound up working it out and married for 5 years.
Good for you. You know, sometimes we end in times of, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what? Never at
trouble.
Our birthdays are his ex.
God, if you tell me that you and she are both missing the same tooth, that just put it right on. All right, dude, I appreciate it. See you in the morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who's this?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
So I actually called y'all a while back when y'all about exes that were still living together.
Oh, yeah.
So impetus for my social media, it wasn't Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. But what started it was the getting on, talking dirty to guys.
Right. I mean, that's also a pretty rampant place. But by the way, again, not one. First of all, everybody looked around social media. Number two, not one of them is because of neglect. One. Anyway, so your wife was getting on PlayStation and just talking dirty to everybody.
I wouldn't say it wasn't also because I would be not asleep at like, coming to bed like 3 o'clock in the morning.
So she was neglect because she was playing PlayStation all the time, but the whole reason she was playing PlayStation was to get a little.
Yeah. She eventually just admitted it. Well, because she'd left and moved in with her ex-boyfriend, and still married. And then she admitted it to me.
Hey, like out of the blue, she just came in and said, "Hey, I'm moving out. I'm going to go live with some other dude."
Well, it started out as, you know, I'm going to go just hang out with him for a little bit, and then she was saying to go hang out with friends. When I, in all honesty, I knew she was hanging out with. She didn't have that many friends that she actually hung out with outside of work.
Confront her though before it got to that, and been like, you know, hey, come to bed when I go to bed. Like, we don't spend any time together to get station.
Oh, absolutely.
And what'd she say? Shut your mouth? What do you mean?
She's just, you know, it's like she is, there's absolutely nothing wrong. So if I confront her about, she'd yell, brush it off, and just continue doing whatever she was doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
No, I mean, it's good now. I mean, you're done with her.
Done with her, got a new girlfriend who is living with me now.
I mean, it seems like it could have been like, just get off PlayStation. Or dial it back.
No, you can't dial it. That's like saying, well, don't cheat with two guys, just one.
No, until play your game, like for a couple hours less.
No, but she wasn't playing games because she wanted to play games. She was playing games because that's hooking up with dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It just, she got attention from somewhere else that wasn't getting at home.
It's my world.
I thought that when we were away from it. I was like, damn, he gives her a lot of attention. I gotta step up my game.
Hey, we text.
I did. Thank you, brother.
Have a good one.
Letter. You know the one thing, though, that you do here? Everybody's happier.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the idea behind.
I wonder how happy they are.
Well, I feel like they'd rather have not had.
Can't expect somebody, out of the valley.
You're not talking to somebody like the day it happened. I'm sure back then they weren't happy.
I'll give you that. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Yeah, this is me?
Yeah, hi. Who's that? Hi, who's this?
Hey, I was married for 12 years. Me and my current wife, because I'm not currently divorced yet, we were high school sweethearts. We ended up having kids. You know, I joined the military, came back, and when she got on Facebook, rekindling with all her ex-boyfriends. And out a whole lot, she was always saying that, or her friends coming back late. And it was obvious, but I guess I was just stupid, you know. So that was 4 years ago with that nonstop neglect, Facebook.
I mean,
we had kids, feeding the kids. On the weekends, I was the stay-at-home mom because she was out with her friends, so she was nonstop and Instagram and, about 8 months ago, she just stopped coming home. But, you know, it wasn't the first time. The first time she said her friend got a DUI and made up a whole story. Like, you know, every weekend, kind of weird. You know, it was obvious, but weird for me. I went into her phone, and, of course, she had an affair. She was having a full-blown affair with one man. And on top of that, she was also banging like
Jesus Christ.
So she didn't erase it. There's, I guess, rule number one, if you erase your damn messages.
Amen.
And, some ugly confrontation, man. It was ugly. It's been ugly. We have kids, divorce when you have kids. I ended up getting my kids to live with me. So she's been, trying to, it was, she blamed it on depression, and she blamed it on all sorts of crap. Come to find out, I was married for, I would say 66, and I didn't know. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
She was promiscuous. She was promiscuous and having affairs and sleeping with me on Instagram, on Facebook. And now with one of her coworkers who's also married, but she thinks that, you know, nobody knows about it. And, you know, she tries to, I don't break a plate, card, but it's crazy. You know, it's crazy to be married to someone that you don't know.
Bloody to me.
For 12 years.
Yeah, no. I get you. No, she sounds a little bit. I do wish. Listen, I'm good for you. You got your kids. Good for you. That's awesome. But isn't there a kind of scandal that was going on?
In the building?
Yeah. Like, just for the gossip part of it.
I love gossip. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not any of the...
Sometimes I take gossip to be the truth, and it's only later I find a completely, completely made up story. But for that 3 or 4 hours,
it's great. No, but you know what I mean. Don't you wish people are having an affair?
It's been a while. Really juicy.
Yeah, no, it has. Well, I think the last one was the That was a great.
You, Diane.
No, okay. That goes way back. No, you know who I'm talking about. Ski trip.
Oh.
That was probably the last really good while.
This is like, but that's not, that's different than what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just, I wish there was somebody anything, who was having sleeping with somebody here.
All the problems on anybody.
No, no, but
if it's happening, I'd like to know about it.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. I want that going on here.
Type of scandal's fun in the office.
To live for.
The personal life to bad blood between coworkers.
Oh, I got that. Mm.
No, that's you and everybody. But I mean, like, that's something that wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like something that was a ski trip.
Toot, toot. Toot, toot. All right, let me switch gears for a second. Let me grab line 8. Hi.
Hey, Elliot.
Yes, who are you?
This is Mike. Hey, Elliot, I was wondering if you got a smaller office yesterday.
It says priority mail. It says to Elliot on it. I opened up the inside. And it said, I did get it yesterday, by the way. This for you. I know stuff in a bottle, but I think this is more fun. Sent me the spicy Keta burger.
Yep, yep.
That's awesome.
Well, I don't know if it was actually that hard to get. My sister works for a school in El Paso.
Right.
And there's a Whataburger across the street, so all the teachers go in and the burger, and she just asks everybody, hey, your package. I hope you're enjoying. Put a couple in your car so that when you get some fries somewhere, you can enjoy them.
Absolutely. No, that's great. It's, by the way, you and Tyler Burger still has the breakfast taquitos on the menu.
Yeah, they do. They took off the one that I used to always order, the one that had chorizo in it.
Right.
So I thought that it was completely off the menu, but I just want to let you guys know you're right. I know how important it is for you guys to know, so.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's the...
No one else feels that way.
No, I always got the egg, the cheese, the hash browns on the taquito, and then you'd add the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good. All right, dude, but yes, I got the... I opened the box.
And enjoy. I just wanted to come through on my promise to deliver some of that stuff to you, man.
One question. I can't tell if it's a leak or, like, was there food or
no,
something?
You know what? I think one of the little packets did have, a little puncture in it, and I think it got over.
I found it. It's on.
Yeah.
All right, dude. No, that, I want to give you something. I don't know what. You know what? I have one gently used Whataburger ketchup pack. So hold tight one second. But, dude, no, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right, enjoy, man.
Hey, you got it, brother. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some dirt next.
Elliot in the morning. XL1.
Edible is getting a ridiculous deal on an in-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Now, start this 3-course salad. Then pick from 5 special cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic water. Succulent lobster tail for just now. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you wondering why 9 your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more, it's our new donuts for dessert in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner, a choice of 5 entrees and dessert, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in, because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. And celebrate Mother's Day. Make a reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
Tickets are on sale now for a festival. 2 days, 5 stages, and all for a cause. The National. Over 40 artists, including Drake, The J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Ezra, Nate Roos, and many more. September 26th at West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at landmarkfest.org. Presented by the Trust for the National Mall. Bye-bye.
Every day, 1,000 breaths. Walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think what you're breathing in? Inner air can be 2 to 5 times air. Breathe easy with Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap particles while letting cleaner air flow through your filters today. Come into Lowe's, save on 4 select Filtrete filters, and make every breath count. Lowe's, never...
RBA Babes knows that you had a blast, so that's why RBA Babes is having a party with a new juice line, Boilermaker. Check out RBA Babes BFA
Shaker is friggin' delicious. XL102's Big Field Day was a true music festival for Richmond, featuring bands from around the world and thousands of youth. RBA Vapes is the people's choice for vape products and accessories in the RBA. 6100 West Broad Street at rbavapes.com or call 922-30.
Things change. The only rule that doesn't change, but it doesn't mean from. That's why it's safe if the situation ever changes and you need to pause your coverage, we'll remember you. Quick and easy to get you back on the road with the right car insurance for about $3. If you're wondering what that tingly feeling is, normal with being remembered. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give Mom a hand and stone gift card because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all you do. Motivation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th. Purchase a hand and stone gift card and receive a $20 promotion for your stuff. Visit one of our three massage and facial spas locations in Chesterfield, Carytown, or Short Pump, or .com. See participating activated. Yeah.
The wrong boots make your feet hurt and your work suffer. Take Jack here. His feet were when he told the backhoe guy to drop his load of sand into a trench containing Bill's toolbox. And Bill, even pretty angry. Everything is angry, Bill. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Boondock Work Boot. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day Timberland Pro. Visit to get a pair.
Visit sweet.com and vote for your favorite Oreo cookies for a chance to win a $500 gift card. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 5/11. Official rules at OreoSweeps.com for details.
As a winner for Mother's Day, act your choice of a classic 7.5-inch square planter or a 10-inch hanging bowl. Special buys of just $580 on the credit enters. Not just for a day, but all season long. Let's do this. Planters or 10-inch hanging baskets. Home Depot. More saving. More doing. While supplies last, selection may vary.
These for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs to military veterans who otherwise cannot obtain on their own. With limited entertainment, Vets in Rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To don't use DVDs or to learn else, please go to DVDs4Vets.org. That's DVDs4Vets.org.
Elliot in the Morning, XL102.
Is all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm even breathing? Rub it in.
All right, real quickly before we get into that's Dunkin' Donuts. Right now, you can get any sized iced tea for just 99 cents in all area. That includes Dunkin's new iced green tea. Really delicious taste that renews your day. So, breakfast just got zestier. Dunkin' Donuts new bacon guacamole flatbread. Enjoy guacamole made from real avocados, tomatoes, cilantro, and lime. Spread over an egg, crispy bacon, wrapped in an oven-toasted flatbread at DunkinDonuts.com to find the location nearest you. All right, after that, I am going to give you a pair of tickets to see the Wizards take on the Hawks Saturday night, game three of their best of time. But game three, first home game for the Wizards. .com to get your tickets. And no Caps tickets today. We are doing playoff tickets every day. Don't have a game yet on the schedule to you for, if that makes sense. We don't know when the next may be on Sunday. We just don't know that yet. Sunday may be game one. We just don't know that. So today we'll do Wizards and Hawks tickets. All right, Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
Former Redskins tight end Fred Davis, who was suspended in February for the violations of the sea, has now been reinstated, which opens him up.
Collective yawn.
And it opens a sign with somebody else. Whether or not remains to be seen.
No,
but that's
the point. Gonna sign him.
It's out there.
All right.
Also, special issue of Dateline tonight called Tom Brokaw, A Lucky Life. This is him talking about his battle with cancer. Oh, he talks about how his family knew that there was something wrong with him, also saying that he is definitely keeping a more eye towards his battle, saying, it never occurred to me that I was going to die. I'm going to beat this, no question. So that's part of Dateline. Tonight, new episode of Grey's Big Bang tonight on CBS Lip Sync Back with Stephen Merchant. And tonight, looks like there's bad news for fans of the Mindy Project as Fox decides not to renew the show for its fourth season. But apparently, who produces it is said to Hulu about more seasons, and they'd be interested. Andy Cohen's guests on the show Watch What Happens Live, turning the tables on him, and I guess he told one of the most famous person that he's ever slept with was Lance Bass of NSYNC. That happened back in 2012, but he said that was the most famous person.
All right.
And I know he likes some yeast. He's in his 40s and he has no qualms
high
about...
High five, Cohen.
No qualms about going after some...
High five.
Also, CBS...
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, did you guys watch... I already know the answer. I don't even know why I'm asking.
Okay.
Did you watch the footage between Lenny Dykstra going after...
You watch
how
it?
How long did that go on? So there are some, like, sports great thing?
I guess it was a sports thing and they were doing... I don't know.
It's like that was in front of fans.
Yes!
It wasn't...
Fans, college, and they went off.
Ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Well, they said, I mean, it's no secret that the two of them hate each other.
That's very apparent.
It was, would you say it was Lenny Dykstra and who else?
Mitch Williams.
Okay.
Mitch Wild Thing Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. It was crazy.
CBS announcing
Mitch
that
Williams, by the way, is actually, like, he does a lot of, like, baseball commentary and stuff now. He's really, really
so
good.
So who is who won, in your opinion?
I hate Lenny Dykstra.
Okay.
Screw
if,
nails.
No, I'm...
Oh, Mitch did.
In general.
Mitch did. Yeah.
CBS, the viewer vote is going to be cast. Survivor fans will be able to pick from a pool of 32 former players for this upcoming season of the show. It'll film this
Sue's
summer.
Back.
Film this summer and then air. It's like romance. And model Arena Shake is heating up after a big makeout session that was witnessed at a party after the Met Gala. And I guess they were seen looking a little, cozy on its dinner a couple weekends. Louis Tomlinson from 1D has been locking horns with former member on Twitter. And then Zayn was saying, Louis, remember when you had a life and stopped making catty comments? And Louis comes, actually, they said that Zayn is actually, you don't care, but losing a lot of Twitter followers and people are kind of like,
totally right.
He was very appreciative for support. Kylie Jenner admits to having lip fillers. What? Bradley are selling in the French Quarter that they bought after Hurricane Katrina. They purchased it for $1 million. Looks like the listing price is, it is not known whether or not they're gonna buy another player or if they're just gonna sell up, move out all of their belongings out of New Orleans. Place called the National is opening up in Jamestown, New York next year, and they believe it's gonna feature a comedy club where dead comedians do stand up in Hollywood set in stone, but they'd be 4 to 5 minute routines, which would allow people to go back in time and witness something like they were really there. Think of George Carlin, even going back to people like, and Lucille, Rodney Dangerfield, people in that generation, the reign of comedians. Sandra got guilty in an L.A. court yesterday. This was the one where we heard the tape of her terrified in her closet.
She was like in a panic room or something.
Yeah, so tentative trial date for Joshua Corbett has been for July. His attorney in jail, but he's not getting the kind of... He never intended to hurt Ms. Bullock, and we're going to... Zach Brown is designing a line of and cool jewelry. It is not cheap, though. They said a guitar pick holds on a pendant chain will run you about...
Shut up.
Like a skull pendant that's a little bit more affordable at $200. 20% will go to his Camp Southern Ground charity, which helps kids with developmental disorders, trying to raise $1 million for this project. And he says it's basically a big healing university that he's really a part in. The DA's office is not filing charges against Richie Sambora after all those allegations came out that he was threatening to kill his girlfriend Nikki. Apparently, investigators found that these threats were part of a big standing between the ex-girl and her publicist. I don't know how that works, but of course, all along, he was just saying, like, oh, she's pissed because I wanted to bail out of some deal that we were going to do together. Working out, and I didn't feel comfortable investing all my money that way. By the way, Orianthe
Yes.
In recent months.
Good. No, go ahead.
Lawyers have released a video of Robert Durst candy counter at a sin. I guess this goes back to July. Of course, his lawyer is like, medical mishap. It's plain and simple. He had to go. And he could, and he couldn't hold it. You know, he had time. And he just had to, you know, he went back. And he paid restitution. It's a case where he couldn't hold
there.
It. Oh, and then the Japanese zoo is apologizing for naming its new baby monkey Charlotte after the princess. They're like, you know what? It was a fan vote. So I guess we'll Elsa from Frozen now.
All right, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-54. Call me right now, please. I will give you a pair of tickets. You will see the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks. Game that night, Verizon Center. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
And this is
good. Oh!
Elliot in the morning.
Phone you don't want? Can I come? Not at T-Mobile. We're breaking all the rules of wireless so you can
call this yours. Go and take it.
No annual service contracts, no gimmicks, and no limits. Now from the reinvented Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge for zero down. Don't get a contract with your carrier. T-Mobile and pay every penny of your switching fee.
The world is yours. Go and take it.
Get ahead of the curve and get your hands on the Samsung 6 for zero down at T-Mobile today.
24 monthly payments of $32.49. Total $776. If you cancel wireless service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. 0% APR on approved credit. Payoff with trade-in credit and Visa prepaid card. Eligible trade-in, new device per credit required. May take up to 8 weeks. $15 SIM starter kit required. Deposit may apply. Card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Card expires. See a T-Mobile store for offer details.
Whether it's work or in between, it's speed. And when it comes to in-home Wi-Fi, Xfinity is fastest. With speed with 25 megabits per second, 80% faster than Fios. Yes, and Fios. Plus, Xfinity has more Wi-Fi coverage, so it's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. You don't get that with Fios. Fios talks. Xfinity delivers. Visit getallthefacts.com to learn more. Or get the X1 Triple Play from $9.99 a month for 2 years with X1 DVR included for 12 months. Plus, get up to $200 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Main restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. For Triple Play customers only. 2 years term termination fee required. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV and regional sports fees extra subject to all regular rates apply.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Will you be facing even more surgery?
Will you be able to pick up your grandchild?
Or complete work outdoors?
Will you die financially?
At Allen & Allen, injury can affect the rest, and we've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen, and now, call us.
Call 866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Glove compartment and put it on the dash.
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously?
Better safe than sorry, man.
You are. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from ready for the road this summer with 5 volumes of motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
Your feet put in a hard day and that's how they feel and smell. Odor Eaters powders can sweat and odor immediately and all activated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave feet dry and comfortable. Kick off Odor Eaters.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward a beautiful diamond setting. Check out diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
Street Warriors is Street Eagle Drags, the Outback. Shut the tires below! And the Outlaw STL Sound Rashman Dragway. Party and starts at 13. Plus, the Fairly Legal Bikini Contest. Ladies, bring your suits. We are in hell of a night at Richmond Dragway. No bummers, just a huge party. Plus, the USAC Car and Truck Show with 29 clubs. Street Warriors. Can you hear?
Now at the Home Depot, save up to $500 on appliances. So, features for fewer bucks here. And so are great savings on Maytag, Frigidaire, GE, and more. Cooks, rinse cleaner, spin faster, and right now, save bigger. Let's do this. Save up to $500. More saving, more do, more do. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 13th, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Zone 2, with another big deal.
It's Van from Catfish to the Bottleman. Are you into the UFC, Steve?
To UFC, but Mr. Conor McGregor.
I'm
thinking he's good on the game, don't we?
I don't.
He's good on the game. I like that.
Conor, no. Irish fighter. No. Oh, mate, he's amazing. He's like...
I might
look... Get at BigFieldDay.com. The top of the Elephant Building. WWDC Washington. WRXL Richmond. Elliott. Morning.
Hey, this is Luis.
Luis,
doing all right.
We're gonna go see the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night at Verizon Center.
All right, hey, that sounds freaking awesome.
And you hold tight 1 second for me, please. Kaylee will get some info from you. Enjoy the game.
All right, I definitely will.
You got it. Hold tight with me. Check WashingtonWizards.com to see if there are any tickets available. I'll have another pair tomorrow. Again, Wizards and Hawks game Saturday night, Verizon Center. No Caps tickets today. Don't know when their next home game is. But as our next home game is, we'll start giving away tickets to that. But tomorrow I will have another pair of tickets for you to go see the Wizards. And if the Hawks go at it on Saturday night. Also,
William.
Well, with Slayer and Hell Yeah. More tickets to go to the Landmark Music Festival. Taking place on the National Mall with the Strokes and Drake. More tickets to see Rise Against. Also, thank you very much to Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you guys very much for right now, you can get any tea, rather, for just 99 cents. Dunkin's new iced green tea. And make sure you try out their new bacon guacamole flatbread. Guacamole, avocados, tomatoes, cilantro, and lime. All spread over an egg, crispy bacon, cheddar cheese, and then wrap flatbread. America runs on Dunkin'. Go to DunkinDonuts.com. For more info. Everybody have yourself a good, safe day. We will see everybody back here tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell. I'll be here, say goodbye. I hate to go and leave. Goodbye. Hey.
See ya.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeartRadio station.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford in Washington. Text this keyword.
Ice. I-C-E. Ice.
Keyword to 455-495. Confirm your entry. Standard message rates apply.
You can win $1,000. And our iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience with Mumford and Sons.
Thanks to Glass.
102.
We can bring it down from the floor. Never did this before.
I have my sense of you. Suspense controlling my mind. I cannot find a way out of here. Optimize my side so that I never feel alone again.
Yeah.